Warning, the woods are trying to kill you. And there's like a little sign like of the slippery when wet guy, but he's being eaten by an Audrey 2 from Little Shop of Horrors. Yeah.
Come to me, you flying guardian of the realm!
The portal opens up before me, and a seacoast drake flies out, all wings a flutter, screaming out,
"If you drop me, I will come back stronger than you could ever imagine."
I am assuming you're both planeswalkers, Carl.
Of course.
Why else would we be kicking open doors in a giant tower in the middle of an evil forest?
You might be adventurers. I've had a few of those.
Adventurers!
Oh,
they're precious.
They always try. I mean, I got a job. I've got kids. Hell, kids.
Little devils.
The regular little kids are bad.
Yeah, infants, when they can pee fire, that's a day. Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to the Fanable Alcoholic Heavy Metal Podcast! Seriously, though, I'm done with everything.
Good night.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to the Fanable.com role-playing podcast. And today, we're actually going to be trying a trial of a Magic the Gathering role-playing game using the Fate Accelerated system from Evil Hat Productions.
Magic the Gathering inspired.
Inspired
role-playing
game. Inspired role-playing game.
This is inspired by another intellectual property. We are not claiming to.
Belongs to the Wizards of the Coast. We're fans. Guys, don't sue.
Or do Wizards of the Coast belong to Magic the Gathering? Guys.
Oh my god.
Oh my god, this conspiracy goes straight to the top.
The reason I'm running this game is because I had this idea for the back of my head. I'm really got into the Magic the Gathering mythology, technically is the proper term.
Yeah.
The storylines and everything.
Yes,
I just want.
Not real.
Yeah, I know.
Much to the surprise and dismay of those that don't play Magic the Gathering in our group who were surprised to find out what? Mythology?
There's a story here?
Yeah. Yeah, there's surprisingly. Okay, fairly decent story for Magic the Gathering. Partway will be inspired by for this particular game. Each of the characters currently, who are Daniel and David,
are
you guys don't have fucking names for your characters?
I don't have fucking names for characters.
Alright, then I'll do this nice and slow. I want you to give me your character's name, your character's colors, your character's the world you come from, and the reason you were trying to go to a different plane. Starting from actually, I'm gonna flip a coin.
Not late.
All right, so you better think of a name quick.
Mm-hmm.
All right, Daniel, heads or tails?
Heads.
Sorry, you lose. David, go.
We are just going with that. Oh, hey, that's a name that I used last week. Hey everybody, this is Dave. I'm playing a character named Raz Kathun. He's a wizard of, in magic parlance, a black and red deck, which means he's basically death energies and overwhelming destructive energies. So death and fire, fire and death. Wow!
Heavy metal album in the background.
Yeah. I could do that the entire night.
Yep.
He was on his home planet. He's known as the Merchant of Death. He is perpetuating a war between the undead hordes and the humans who are still yet living, who wage this war in subterranean caverns below the surface of their planet, because the surface of their planet has been washed in fire somehow. Whoopsie. Not my fault.
Totally your fault.
Totally my fault. Totally. All according to plan. Raz Kathun, hereby just gonna go as Raz. I'm gonna use an umlaut for one of these fucking U's. I don't even know if that's
appropriate. Umlauts are metal, so that's all you need.
Precisely. Kathun. He has actually left his home plane in order to seek out a very powerful artifact that he will sell to the highest bidder of the perpetual war back at his home plane. Because he likes to make money, and you want something done right, you have to do it yourself. Also, none of my minions can follow me across the mortal, coils, so it, as it were. I plan to light everything on fire, bring it back from the dead, and light it on fire again. Dan.
Alright, this is Dan, and I am playing Jaren, the Enchanter. Yes. I...
Puff smoke.
Glitch. Behold! Pretty much. So is that the only summon spell you have? Pigeons? They're doves! Doves! So, yes. Jaren the Enchanter. He plays a blue-white deck, which means he is all about control and manipulation. He's a clever and sneaky bastard who is known in his homeworld as the King's Advisor. He is basically the power behind the throne in many ways, sort of the Merlin of his age. He comes from a kingdom, a powerful kingdom that rules the coastal area.
The coast place
between water and earth.
It's less inland and more not.
And his kingdom controls commerce, controls the seas, controls the land, controls everything with an iron, yet silk-coated, fist.
Offensive.
Yeah, not so much evil, it's just we're a very prosperous kingdom, mm-hmm. in which everybody is very, very, very happy. And if they're not happy, we'll make sure they're happy. We will do whatever it takes to make our people happy.
Beatings will continue until morale improves.
Yeah, the beatings will be towards any other neighboring kingdoms, mm-hmm. anybody who threatens the peace of our kingdom, anybody who thinks about threatening the peace of our kingdom, anybody who might think about threatening the peace to our kingdom, we will deal with in the best ways possible, which is just...
hitting them with an iron silk-covered fist.
Yes. And I ended up going on a bit of an adventure because I heard that there was a book of ancient magical spells in one of another plane, and that sounded like power to me, and I'm all about the power. So I told the king to make no decisions without me while I'm gone. I should be back shortly. Any minute now.
As he is the king from Aladdin, he promptly did exactly as you asked and then fell asleep.
Exactly. And, that's what happened.
Fantastic. All right. So basically, you both have planeswalked before to different realms.
Yeah.
How often you've done it is up to you guys. For various reasons. Telling your own kingdoms about their beautiful worlds you've been to that they can never go to because
that I've burned out.
That you've also burned
out. Yeah, you don't want to go there because it's on fire.
But this one's on fire too.
The fire spread across dimensions. Totally.
On its own, without any help from...
So what was the paradise land like, my lord? Oh, tragic news, citizens. The fire has spread to the paradise land. In totally unrelated news, I have these angel servants that will build the Great Wall for this war.
Very, very nice. All right. And as... Sorry, where's that card? There we go. You do what you usually do. You transfer through. Actually, I'm not sure if this is actually part of the mythos, but how do you guys perceive the doorway into another world?
Well, I have to... first, have the ethereal realm show itself to me by playing on my magic lute. No, I'm doing this. It's a sequence of chords on a lute that is strung with the sinew of the fallen.
Of course.
And wrapped in maiden's hair.
Mm-hmm.
And when I perceive it, it seems like a shimmering light. But then when I step close, it becomes an onyx pitch black.
Mm-hmm.
And I walk through.
Yeah. And as you walk through into the other world, mm-hmm. you hear a voice right before you step through going, "We shall see you soon." And you hear the sound of flappy wings.
Hmm. Hold on, my calls. This might take a while.
Okay. How do you perceive the walk into another dimension?
Well, in my case, it's more of a pompous ritual. You know, there is the we summon the priests, we summon the nobles. There is a large round room into which I step in all the glory of my robes, and a bow, a smile for the cameras, etc. You know, the cameras that would exist if we allowed them to develop.
Okay.
That's also the kind of technology that could lead to trouble. So I smile for the court painter. Mm-hmm. And, you know, then I proceed to do the ritual by leading the chanters in their chant and slowly weaving the magics of creation and control until they gather into the center of the room, and then with a pitch, a wail of force and power, those energies coalesce into a single line that then splits open like the eye of a cat, through which we can see something. And then, with a wink and a smile, I step through.
Out of character, how much of this is actually necessary for you to transport?
None.
Absolutely none. Thanks, everybody. Please remember that the 3 o'clock show is totally different than the one.
Exactly. Absolutely none of it. This is all show, pomp, and circumstance.
You opened up that portal hours ago. You actually expended most of your energy casting the hiding spell on the portal.
Pretty much, yeah.
And as both of you step through to your respective portals, expecting dry land below your feet, you both sense empty air.
Well,
looking down, Wile E. Coyote style, at a nice, muddy pit below you, about 5 feet. And then...
Well, that'll never come out of my robes.
Disgusting. Someone is going to pay for this. Somehow. I look up at the portal as it's closing. Vindianu! Jump through!
But my lord, you said that I'd be destroyed!
I said jump through! And a small demon jumps through and is immediately atomized and scatters into dust. Good. No. I'm going to shut the portal.
You tried to shut the portal. And it closes on its own. You had nothing to do with it.
No one has to know that.
But you two both can see each other.
Yeah.
I will bring him back from the dead and burn him again.
Yeah. It's disgusting. Oh, hello.
I stand up. A 6'7" stringy small. I'm Brandon Lee from The Crow. Mm-hmm. Let's just get that out there right now. Wrapped leather, studs, fucking like white skin, black fingernails, black flames licking the side of my face, coming out of my scalp with the rest of my black feathered hair. The whole nine yards. I am a 13-year-old girl's dream. And I have a lute with me. Yeah, that's it. Yeah. Oh, and a giant fucking broadsword, because red.
Yeah.
Makes sense.
Yeah.
I look like Marlon, basically.
We are not swinging for the fences on this one. We are totally punting. This is it. That's right, kids. Two sports metaphors, one fucking sentence.
I'm a wizard. Yeah, I'm a wizard. I put on my wrong. a bard, clearly. Well, sing us a cheery song while we climb out of this pit, wherever the heck we are.
You are in a small, muddy pit. Surrounding you are vast, like, you're obviously in a forest. The trees are massive. Some of them you can barely see the top, vines covering everywhere. And to your right, you see a small group of boars, like, just lazily in the mud. Some of them looking for grubs or something like that.
This is not where I expect it to be. I expect it to walk straight into a library. There are no books. Only proto books. As they call them in my land, trees. Mm-hmm. Also dinner.
We have no such things as this. My home has been rid of these monstrosities for centuries. You said there was a library?
Well, there's supposed to be. That's what I came here to look for, but...
I was headed to a bazaar.
Well, there seems to be no sign of either, only these boars.
One of them, the biggest one, probably the alpha one, is not appreciating you playing in his mud.
Alpha what?
Alpha boar.
Oh, when did the boar happen? Maybe I wasn't listening.
No, just, I quietly tapped it down, sorry.
Oh, okay. Because it is... Okay. Mm-hmm. There is a boar in front of us.
Yep.
Get away from me, pig. That's right. Sleep. Sleep for 1,000 years.
Doing that snorting is really bad for my throat.
Yep.
Okay. But yeah, it's really grunting hard at you. Trying to... Like, slowly stepping forward, obviously, in a charging... Like, getting ready to charge.
Well, you have a sword.
Shh. 28 feet of sword later.
Mm-hmm. All right.
Cloud's gonna want this back when I'm done.
All right. You gonna do anything, or
I'm gonna take a defensive stance and sling my sling my loot over my shoulder and just take a defensive stance, waiting for it.
Okay, it's going to charge right at you.
Good.
All right.
I wish for it to die.
All right. Generally for initiative, actually, I'm just going to let the player go first. You go first. It's going to rush at you, and it's going to try to defend.
Okay.
Which would be, since you're straight up, it'd be a forceful.
Okay. Yep.
Yep.
Sounds good. Let me roll my
roll defense.
All sacking. All
right.
First roll of the game.
Nice right. One.
So I got a 2. Yeah.
2?
Yeah.
And its defense is only 2.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm going to say, pretty
so,
much. Good.
Okay, let me see if I did this right.
Yeah.
So I got plus and 2 minuses.
Mm-hmm.
So that'd be a
negative 1. Yeah.
Yeah.
And then my forceful is plus 3.
So it'd be plus 2 instead.
Sword has no bearing on that?
Mm-hmm.
Sword has no bearing? Like
no.
Objects?
It's for this story.
For whatever. Flavor.
Yeah,
okay.
It's for, all for flavor.
Okay, great.
Okay.
Yeah, unless you put it as, in your stunts. Like,
yes.
Plus I have a big-ass sword,
yes.
I get a plus 2 when I forcefully stab things.
Yeah. And you have to go above his 2. That's what he's rolling. Actually, you know what?
Wow, this can be really hard with this.
Actually, I rolled a 2. Actually, yeah, I rolled a 0. Yeah, so basically, you rolled a 2, right?
Yeah.
He also rolled, a 0 for all his rolls, so basically he defended with a 2. Mm-hmm. So basically, he's a boar, he only has a stress of 1. So basically, you have to go at least go above 1 to stop it. But that's not happening this time around.
Okay.
You got me?
Yes.
Okay. He's going to hurt you now.
Okay.
Okay.
He just attacked, though.
Hmm? No, he's charging. Yeah, but you went first. He's charging.
Now it's his attack.
Now it's his attack. He
got
defended.
Defend.
I defended.
You will get to defend.
Oh, okay. Yes.
And he's going to have 2.
Okay.
The straight up fight. 2, 3, 4, 5.
Yep. Okay.
Yep.
Okay, so
and you have to defend with whatever makes sense.
Yeah.
You're in a fight, so it still probably will be forceful.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay, I guess
so
I'm going to block.
Hmm?
I'll block.
You block it, yeah.
Okay. 4.
4?
5, I'm sorry.
5? Oh, yeah, so you block it as well. Basically, basically the boar somehow is able to jump straight for your face. Literally, that's what happens.
Okay.
You've never seen a boar do that before. Then again, another plane. Who knows what the rules of this place are?
Yeah, this plane's about to be missing one boar.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Merlin?
Okay. Yep, Merlin.
Merlin is standing off to the side, watching the guy with the sword hack away at the boar. He has no weapons.
Yeah. Okay.
All right.
I'm going to, let's see, I just blocked its mighty tusks.
Okay.
So I'm going to, Raz is going to actually hook the tusks of the boar with his massive sword,
mm-hmm.
and then spin horizontally in the air, breaking its neck.
Interesting. Also forceful, though.
Mm-hmm.
Mm. That could also be considered.
Oh, that'd
flashy.
Be flashy as well, yeah. Like, easily considered flashy as well.
Yeah, whichever one is better for
yep.
you.
Forceful.
Yeah.
Alright. Okay. That's a 3.
That's a 3. That is definitely not a 3. You hear a.
Alright.
As the boar dies and splashes in the mud.
I get more mud on me. Oh, if I could bring you back and kill you again.
Mm-hmm.
Aren't worth the trouble, pork. Step. Anyways, I start to walk away victorious, and then I kind of raise an eyebrow, walk backwards a couple paces, and stab it in the gut.
Yeah, well done, Sir Bard. You've clearly defeated the horrid beast. Now, which way to the nearest library? I see no roads. Only mud.
Mm-hmm. You said we're on like a hill?
Mm-hmm. No, deep forest, but you're in a small clearing that's just full of mud.
Oh, okay.
Well, in that case, any direction is as good as any other, I suppose. that way. Ah! It's not the way. We this way.
Yes, I like that one.
Right, you lead.
All right, can we start marching off in that direction?
Mm-hmm. And yeah, you slowly, all of you, there's only two of you here. Mm-hmm. The both of you, as you're heading towards in a random direction, the boars are now, since you killed the alpha, they're not bothering you anymore. Mm-hmm. Still wondering why it took you so long to kill a boar, but you know, we'll let that go.
Thanks.
Just kidding, I'm kidding with you. And you're heading down the path.
Thanks, voice in my head. Oh, David, by the way, your character is racked by crippling self and insecurity.
I need both of you to give me careful rolls.
Oh. Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. How's that for you, Dan?
Plus two.
Oh, not bad. You go first.
That's a
two. Better than what he got. From one of the high tops of the forest. What'd you get?
Zip.
Okay. From one of the high tops of the forest, Daniel. Mm-hmm. What was your character's name again?
He is Jaren, the Enchanter.
Okay. Jaren, the Enchanter.
Yes.
As you look, you're looking up at the treetops and you see... Yeah, it's high enough. You see something on top of the tree. A humanoid figure.
Oh.
Clad in green.
Hmm. Ahoy, humanoid figure clad in green. We are weary travelers looking for the nearest library and or bazaar. I represent the great kingdom and will gladly pay you for your services. Come and lead us.
You see the... I love how you guys are taking this game very seriously. I appreciate it.
No problem.
All right. The humanoid creature slowly starts to climb down and looks upon you. It is a... both of you would know is an elf, clad in green, a small red, greenish gem upon his chest, looking down at you. How come you to be here?
We came through a portal.
Not the same portal.
We are creatures of great power.
That is true.
And deserve much respect. More me than him.
You don't look like much. You look more like you're covered in mud.
Hmm.
Powerful mud.
We're not concerned with finding our own path. If you don't know the way, then we encourage you to go be lost in your little tree.
No, fine. If you choose to go randomly in this forest and die, go ahead.
I need not food nor water. Only that which I seek.
And what is it you seek?
A grand bazaar.
Bazaar?
Populated by thousands of different cultures.
Thousands of... There's barely 1,000 people on this world.
You must be stupid. This is definitely where I need to be.
He turns to Jaren. You seem more sensible.
I am.
Why are you here?
His hat flops in front of his face.
I'm here in search of a tome of ancient knowledge. I was told through scrolls and secrets that there is a vast library here in which many secrets can be known.
What part of this world?
Well, I was hoping you would tell me.
Vast library? There are no ruins here. There are no cities here.
What? No cities. No cities. Impossible. The bazaar is in the center of one of the greatest constructions the universe has ever seen.
What?
It goes on forever until it stops. It has countless doors, which they finish counting centuries ago. It is populated by the strangest of creatures, and it is adorned with jewels yet to be beholden by any aside from those who have already beheld them.
He looks at you blankly.
Surely you understand of which I speak. There must be some city. Perhaps your definition of city. You live in a tree. He doesn't even know what a city is. How can we be sure?
It's a possibility.
There is my home. I mean, it's one of the many small towns. About 100 or so people.
I imagine a burning
We survive
village.
Here as well as we can.
I suppose maybe perhaps in this little village we can... See if there's an elder that perhaps might be wiser and have
Absolutely.
More knowledge.
Someone who's actually traveled outside of some...
I've traveled this entire plane. As every child does.
Yes.
Must be a yes. small plane.
Very. This is clearly a stop on the way to the great bazaar that I described in the Grand Library, which we'll see.
Absolutely.
Take us to the small podunk town.
Podunk is a term of respect in this reality.
Give me a sneaky roll, please.
Me?
Yes.
Oh, great.
You're the one lying.
True. All right. That is a 2.
Yeah, that's enough. I thank you. And he walks off in a certain direction, curious about you. He actually asks random questions about where you came from. Basic saying.
No, it's just as he says, I thank you, and walks off, Raz smirks and then points at Jared. You just saved your life.
That's what I do best.
That's such a good answer.
Oh, I've had years of saving my life. All right, so you were saying?
Okay. As you're still traveling through, he starts asking you questions about your world, and basically saying, like, I've never heard of any of this.
That is a shock. I don't know. You seem so old and wise.
I'm over 300 years old.
Of course you are. You don't look a day over 275.
And as you're traveling through, you start hearing noise in the distance, and you see a hand from the elf. We must let them pass. They smell us.
What pass?
Trolls.
Nasty creatures.
Nasty creatures.
How many?
If we're lucky, just one. If we're not lucky, more.
You see, my perspective is the reverse of what you just said. If we are lucky, many. If we are unlucky, only one victim. Come, elf, 300 years old. Perhaps you can stand up to one wounded troll once I'm done with them. Jared, some sport. Tired of acting like some mud-covered peasant in front of some whelp elf.
Whelp? I'm middle-aged.
It is a term of endearment where I am from. Isn't that right, Jared?
Oh, so I hear. To be known as a podunk whelp is, in fact...
Give me a sneaker roll, please.
I just start marching forward, like, taking out my sword.
That's a 4.
Thank you!
He's learning so much about my culture.
And before you is, sadly, only one. Giant, nasty, greenish troll. Massive tusks. This thing is a beast. And carrying one giant, ugly-ass mace.
You there, troll! You're in my path. It's idiot. Fool. Buffoon. It's a term of endearment where he comes from.
It's going to attack you.
Okay.
Yeah. As for this particular game, I'm just going to let players go first because it's
okay,
fun.
That's fine.
All right.
Sorry.
So you're just going to try straight up attack it?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Because this is his attack and this is his defense. Yeah.
That's what it starts with. Yeah.
That's what it starts with. You guys remember your planeswalkers, right?
Yeah. He's doing
we
this.
We don't have any things.
You don't know that yet.
Yeah, I'm about to try and get something.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so. Alright. I thought it was innate. Yeah, I didn't understand.
Oh, I'm sorry. No, you guys don't. You basically, when you go to planes, you can use all your powers. Like, I'm sorry. I didn't.
Yes,
yeah. Normally,
oh,
yes.
Yeah. No.
You just like stabbing things.
No, you just like stabbing things.
Sure, yeah. No, I would have.
It's a personal touch.
No, that elf would be dead if I thought I did. Oh, there. Just sure. Flame. Okay, yeah. In which case, I'm going to laugh and stick my sword in the mud and then hold up my hand and wait for the eternal gout of fire from hell to consume him.
And after nothing happens for a few seconds,
I hold up my other hand. Clearly. Wrong hand.
You hear
hand.
The elf go, is that a battle pose?
It's about to be.
And the troll's going to club you in the face.
That's fine.
Okay. Okay. 7.
Jesus Christ.
Okay, so how does damage work in this game?
Basically, anything above your defense goes on stress.
What defense are you talking about, by the way?
Whatever
you roll is your defense.
As I did not roll.
No, you haven't rolled yet. I attack you with 7. You need to defend against that.
Oh, and then I pick a stat.
Hmm? Yes, that's what you pick a stat, roll it, and whatever it is, that's whatever you roll is going
to
be your defense.
Approach. So yeah. How are you going to defend?
Yep.
Okay. I guess I'm going to go with forceful because I'm not dodging because I expect my spell to go off in any second now. Okay. So that's a 4.
That's a 4, and I said 7, so basically that's going to be a 3 stress.
Okay.
So basically, it's at 3 stress right now.
Okay.
Yes. Basically, if it goes above that, you're going to have to go into consequences.
Oh, right.
Yeah.
Okay.
Consequences basically.
I remember consequences not being that big of a deal in the beginning.
No, well, if they're minus 2, minus 4, minus 6.
Yeah. Like basically, you took
that's what the numbers
three stress.
Yeah.
That fills up your stress track.
Yeah, yeah.
You can take a mild consequence now, and that would clear out 2 boxes of your stress.
Yes. If and you expect to get hit again, you're
exactly.
going to get hit again.
And mild consequence is something that would go away at the end.
Okay,
of the
so
game.
Check off my 3 boxes of stress.
Yep.
And that's just all the damage you did to me, because I got 4 successes on my...
Yeah, and he rolled a 7, though. Yeah, so 4 seven. Minus 7, I mean 7 minus 4 is 3.
3, yeah, so that's 3 stress.
Yes.
Yeah. No consequences
more,
yet.
No, but if you take even 1 more stress, you're taken out. So what you would normally do it's like, ah, crap, I'm going to take 2 more bars of stress. Instead of taking that stress, I'll take a mild consequence, or I'll take a moderate consequence and then cancel out 4 in a boss of stress.
Okay, so everyone in the world only has 3 health levels, is basically.
No, you guys only have 3 health levels.
We have.
I'm the gem and I'm a monster.
Okay. Got it. Oh, God, if Fate just didn't take on so many iterations, I would know.
Not a problem. Yeah, honestly, though, this is the simplest form of Fate, so you'll probably get ahead of it very quickly.
Okay, I just remember in Atomic Robo, you could do stuff like external consequences and internal consequences.
Yeah, all that stuff is not in this. All that stuff is cut off for Fate Accelerated.
Okay, so what is a like, if I take a consequence?
It's going to be minus 2 to all your rolls, period.
To all your rolls?
I mean,
No, usually a mild. It's basically an answer like ringing head.
And stuff like that.
So it's probably going to be.
So like, stuff associated, minus 2 associated with stuff like if you have ringing head, like listening and stuff like that.
Yeah, okay.
Or like a numb arm. Or
stuff like that.
Okay, I'll take mild consequence then.
All right, what mild consequence do you want to take? As a giant troll hits you in the face.
I think dazed is pretty.
All right, you're dazed.
Okay, so
he's quite literally thrown across the trees.
Yep.
And the troll still turns his head towards you.
You who?
Oh, sorry. You, Jaren.
Yeah. Okay. So now that I took days, do I eliminate any of my stress?
You have to give me 2 stress.
Okay. Got it.
Mm-hmm. Then that'll go away at the end of the combat.
Yeah.
All right. Look at that.
Mm-hmm.
That's...
My sword is still sticking in the ground, and actually I reached for it at the last minute, and so it's slightly waving, like, in the wind.
That's not... Very well. I will confuse its senses and make it hurt itself.
Ha! It's gonna smack you in the face.
Ha!
7!
Jesus, you are a bad person. Stop rolling those dice.
No, I love this dice.
7, Jesus Christ. I think I'm dead. I'm gonna try and do a quick dodge out of the way. So that's a 0. So I just took 7 damage.
Wow. How does that even.
You can take a major consequence.
Yeah.
Now, this is a world of magic, so it probably can be healed. Yeah, it can be healed. It's a world of magic. But it's going to be something. A moderate is going to be something like a broken leg.
Yeah, pretty much.
How high is a 7 damage in this game? Like, give me some, like,
reference. Legendary. The highest legendary is 8. He rolled really well.
Yeah, he did.
Yeah.
Okay. Wow.
Yeah. So, I've got 3 stress and a moderate consequence.
Yeah. And honestly, there's even more powerful creatures than this guy.
Actually,
remember, you have to defend against these creatures with the creatures you have, but you have no powers in the beginning.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Which means you're going to die.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay. So I'll take both a moderate and a mild. I'll take a moderate broken arm.
Yep.
And mild, sort of like ringing in my ears.
Okay. You see the elf just look at both of your broken bodies and goes. Pff. The troll goes after him. He starts chanting some words, and his muscles bulge. He creases in size, and basically, I'm not going to roll for this, he starts to fight the troll, eventually being it down. He gets some, basically as the troll is down, he gets some, what looks like 2 sticks, strikes them together, sits on the troll goes on fire. And he shrinks back to normal size.
I'm brushing tree limbs and leaves off of me.
Okay.
Like they're infected with something. Actually, I guess when they touch me, they probably become like become blackened and curled and fall off me.
As both of you actually were trying to access your powers, feeling nothing, you still felt that slight push. Mm-hmm. Choose 1 mana from this, either color.
I'll take it.
Mm-hmm. You're feeling a slight trickle, but for a certain reason, a lot of your power is still blocked.
I'll try and block
Mm-hmm. Oh, great, powerful sages, what you have showed this young elf. Truly, I am blessed to witness such beauty. Shall we go back to my town?
I'm like, there, pull it. Ah, I'm glad we were able to impress our skill upon you. Yes, indeed. Your town sounds most podunk.
Your corpus is damaged. Jared. It's Jared, right?
Yes. Jaren, actually.
Jaren, come here.
Okay.
I don't know where you're from, and I don't know who trained you. But clearly something is wrong, and if we are to present ourselves as the creatures of on high that we are, we need to have, and I grab his shoulder and forcefully back into the socket.
Oh.
Ow.
Need to have more composure. So should I roll like force for that?
Mm-hmm.
Roll force for that to put him back together? Because there are enough skills in
this world. No, you're not healing. You're just putting his legs. So he's still going to have that.
There's nothing I can roll to heal him.
Hmm? You don't have any magic.
But, like, skills. Like, because there are no skills in this game.
I can see, like, yeah.
No,
so,
like,
I don't know. It's possible to, like, turn a moderate consequence into a mild?
I'll make it a thing.
Yeah.
Alright, that's fine then. Like, you basically. How are you doing it?
I'm putting his shoulder back into its socket.
All right, that's fine.
Definitely a force potion.
Okay.
Yeah, normally that would be like however many successes you get.
That is a 5.
Yeah, I'm going to say that works. It's basically, I'm going to say you now have 2 mild consequences.
Alright.
Okay. Yes.
Yeah, your eyes cloud with pain for a second. But your arm works again.
Yeah.
Arm.
Ow. Ah! I hate how much it hurts. But thank you.
You must be a dignitary where you're from.
Yes. Terrible. Dear man. Let's keep moving. Move. Let's get moving. I don't like these trees.
That was something we agree on.
You continue on the path. No more trolls, no more boars, no more other creatures.
Oh, but if there were trolls and boars, I would have to choose either troll or boar.
So, combat's over, so your mild consequence goes away, and my original mild consequence goes away, leaving mm-hmm. you with only 1 mild consequence to go away after the end of this scene.
Yes.
Cool.
You continue walking for a few hours, and eventually reach, basically, a town in the trees, quite literally. Very elvish stereotype forest with woodland elves. It's actually very beautiful. Basically, small towers around the trees. The trees are still alive and stuff. Rope bridges, etc. I will bring you upstairs. He taps the trunk of a tree slightly, and a vine comes down. He grabs it and starts pulling himself up. Your arm is still
yeah. My arm is currently numb. So. They expect us to just climb these trees, like
the vines are moving on their own. He's just holding on.
Ah,
disgusting. Repulsive. I wrap cloth around my hand so I don't actually have to touch the vine,
mm-hmm.
and I hold on to it and I make a sneer. And I get lifted up.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I basically grab a vine and sort of like wrap it around me to like sort of form a bit of a harness.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And you just start slowly going up.
Next floor.
Women's lingerie, elf edition.
That I would stop for.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
How would you do? Ding! Hello. Yeah. All right. You eventually reach the top.
It's the new Gladriel line.
Sorry. He leads you through more bridges, more rope bridges, and eventually you go to the biggest tree you've ever seen in your entire life. You've been to some plains. You've seen some trees. This thing is huge.
He's actually talking about a tree, right?
Yeah.
Okay, good.
Named Elf Penis.
Right. Or as they say, it's flash.
It's much sexier than Elvish.
Yeah. Yep. But it also takes 10 minutes to say.
Yeah. You step through the door. And before you is one emaciated looking elf. But he seems still to have some
killing me.
Flanked by 2 guards.
Oh, wait.
Standing before you. We have new guests, I see.
Indeed you do. I am Jaren, the Enchanter, a powerful mage from another land seeking wisdom and, well, books which you apparently do not have here. So
there's not much time for reading in this world.
I've noticed. It looks like everything here wants to either eat you or kill you or
both. Mostly both.
Yes, at the same time, I presume.
They usually eat first. The creatures here don't really matter too much. Yes. This entire world has always been this way, apparently.
I'm Raz Kathoon, merchant of the ever-burning eye of the cosmos.
All right.
Part-time bar.
We would like you to have a set in the corn. We have a band. You know,
Elven awesome. Band. It's like... why is it a mariachi band?
Listeners, somebody draw us a mariachi band of elves, please.
Make this happen, yes.
All right, good
to. Well, we would like to be on our way shortly to the lands where we were meant to go to. Looks like we...
Lands we were meant to go? Where are you from, strangers?
Well, I am from the great coastal kingdom.
Coast? Don't know. You traveled here?
Yes.
From another world?
Precisely so.
We are very powerful.
I am very sorry.
For the welcome that we've received? Normally it would be a warning, but considering the actions of your young guide, I'm in a forgiving mood.
He's my father, goddamn. No. No. I'm sorry because you will never return there. Those who come to this plane, those who, I believe the term for what you are is planeswalker.
That's correct.
Those who planeswalk never return. At least that's what I've been told.
By other planeswalkers?
By the one.
Then you don't know.
Who is this one that you speak of?
His name was Zaras. Which is told me I totally made up right now. Yes. Zaras was what you would call a planeswalker. We did not believe him at first, but his stories, the way he said them, there seemed to be truth there. But the longer without his powers, the more maddened he became, and eventually he left us.
That is a shame. He sounds like a really great guy. Your town must really mourn his passing. So where can we find this Zaras?
He headed in, and he points in a particular direction. One of my own can lead you part of the way. Maybe you can find answers there.
Fine, that is fine.
Be careful for the woods, for the woods will always try to kill you.
We've noticed.
We made a signpost about it.
Warning, the woods are trying to kill you. And there's like a little sign like of the slippery when wet guy, but he's been eaten by an Audrey 2 from Little Shop of Horrors. Yeah.
And if that is all, you may leave.
That is in fact all, yes. Although, I was going to ask, what, back there, where there was this, this troll, and, well, it had a bit of a, we had a bit of a tussle with it, and,
I was told all about it.
Yes, thankfully, yes, we were able to assist your brave warrior, and, with our help, he was able to take it down easily.
It was good that he proved himself in front of me, lest I thought he was weak.
Yes,
indeed.
Yes.
And, so we were... I was wondering if perhaps, before we go, as a show of welcome and gratitude for all our assistance that we provided so far, you could perhaps give us some of your fabled healing salves and assistance with...
give me a clever roll.
That's a one only.
That's enough. Yeah, he gets you a healing salve, and you're able to get rid of that bomb.
Just throws it at your face.
Oh, God, why? Yep. It feels so healthy. Yay.
Yeah, and as you're heading back down from the forest, you start looking at some of the tree houses all over the place. A lot of them are unoccupied. A lot of them are empty. Some of them have been empty for a long time, some of them much more recently. This might have been a bigger town once, but it's slowly shrinking.
Has there been some sort of exodus from your town, Elf? Some sort of pointy-eared green flight?
No, the plane has finally decided to get rid of us. That is all. We've accepted it. We will fight until the end.
Oh, so has the plane decided to do anything?
It is the nature of this land. The elders have listened to the forests. This entire plane is a forest. Listening to its words. We came here long ago. Means we don't remember. The forest let us stay, but now it's grown bored of us.
Have you considered fighting back?
We've always fought back. And we've always died. How do you fight an entire plane?
Do you not have fire on this world?
This plane is all forest.
Poison?
Where does the poison come from?
Alchemists.
Alchemists?
Alchemists.
What is alchemists?
Scientists who... men and women who control the very essence of nature and alter it to corrupt or to bend to its will, turning one metal into another, air into water, any sort of liquid into a venom so thick and deadly it can kill a god. They normally stay in a dungeon for a couple of weeks, very bad social skills, terrible breath, and then they hand you potions the likes of which can, as I mentioned, kill a god.
Never heard of it.
Well, then you are in trouble. You're not dying because your planet has decided to kill you. You're dying from lack of initiative.
But I rolled it really high. I don't know, guys.
But this plane does sound rather a bit of an asshole, isn't it?
What plane decides to get rid of all of its denizens? Then what's it going to do?
Yeah, exactly. Mm-hmm. It thinks it's boring now.
Yes. The logical thing is to create a war. I mean... No, I stand by it.
We're going to create a war. All right. And basically, yeah, you start heading down. You can leave anything else you want to talk do in the town before you head off?
Not at the moment. These people hold nothing that interests me.
Yep.
Okay.
Shotgun.
There's no shotgun.
Made out of two, like, hollowed out logs.
All right.
Chainsaw. Slipman chainsaw. Why is that not a spell?
And you start pushing through once again, deep into the forests. I need both of you to give me careful rolls.
Yeah, not... No. Mm-hmm. Nope, stomping through the forest. Yep, that's a zilch.
Very nice.
That is a 3 for me.
Very nice. Actually, let me roll for the guy. No.
The guy.
You start hearing a rumble in the ground.
Start hearing a rumble in the jungle?
You start hearing a rumble in the jungle.
Yes.
Pound it.
Yep.
Click.
All right.
Yep. You feel, oh, so you rolled high, right? You feel a presence.
Yeah.
Like under beneath you. Something deep. Something moving.
We may want to get off this path and onto, oh, say those ginormous tree roots over there. There's something beneath us. And I can sense it through my feet.
You can feel the earth move under your feet?
Oh, yes. Yes, I can.
Feel the sky tumbling down? Okay.
It will be what's
the mystic, after place. Your warning, feels of us, we should move quickly.
Yes.
All right. You're lucky you guys survived that.
Yeah.
And basically, yeah, and as soon as you step onto the roots, you see this massive creature. This.
Oh, that's not good.
Yeah, a vast serpent-like creature with a face like the Predator from Predator.
Vast Wood Gorger.
Yep.
Listeners, look up that picture on Google.
Yeah. Scrawing crane, looking around. You see another massive creature trying to run away. The Gorger just strikes it, consumes it whole into its body, and then back into the ground.
It was the last of its kind. It's extinct now.
Oh, yeah, probably. For all you know, yes. Couple of minutes, you don't feel the rumbling anymore.
Elf, what was that?
That was one of the
Bastwood Gorgers.
I use the creatures for reference. I'm not okay. They're not actually called Bastwood.
Oh, of course not. No, because this is inspired by.
Yes, inspired by.
Not actually.
That is the Bastwood Gorger. Magic Gathering level, we play all your games. Don't sue us.
Yeah, please
us.
No letters.
Please no letters. No letters. All right. Actually, you know what? It is a Vastwood Gorge.
Okay,
it is a Vastwood Gorge.
Letters,
yeah, oh, letters. Okay, but you do hear it's like we do not know. That is a new creature.
New,
oh, a new creature. Great, wonderful, brand new horrors.
Mm-hmm. You said that you were 200 years old. How can you not have seen this creature? You said you've been all over this plane.
I have been all over this plane, and I've never seen those creatures. Just as I've never seen this world fight against us before. When we first came to this plane, the forest welcomed us, or was at least indifferent.
So I have a question.
Yes.
This one that you speak of, did by any chance the forest turning against you happen around the same time that this maddened planeswalker left?
Not exactly the same time. It was years later.
Sounds about right.
Mm-hmm.
I suspect we've got a maddened planeswalker trying to take over this plane and use its powers for whatever maddened planeswalker uses them for. Clearly, destruction and chaos.
Possibly. He might actually also know the way that we can get off of this wretched podunk plane.
And if he doesn't, perhaps he may have enough power for us to simply take it and rip our way through.
Hmm. You dress like a buffoon, Jaren, but you have the mind of a warrior.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
That will serve you well, somewhat.
You both hear a crack from the wood.
Crack?
No, you hear, both hear a crack from the wood, the tree root that you're on.
Well, that's not good.
Yep.
Right, move away from the tree.
No. The crack happens. Uh-oh. Because crack. You hear crack. And all of a sudden,
crack happens.
Okay, okay. Crack. And all of a sudden, you feel like something hurt in your head for a second. Mm-hmm. Pick a plane. Or pick a land.
Sweet.
Yep. And you feel some of your energy return. Something is happening. You're not sure what.
Ah. Well, on the other hand, though, I'm feeling a little bit better now.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you see a little fire lick the sides of Raz's mouth as he smiles.
Mm-hmm.
Getting a little bit better. I imagine that if this crazed planeswalker has tried to wrest control from the elves and other denizens for his own nefarious, assuming, or maybe totally enlightened, who cares, reasons, that it's shaking whatever stopping us from just tearing this place apart with our own powers. In other words, it's getting a little too hot in the kitchen for all these cooks.
And you continue through.
Alright.
Deeper into the forest.
Stab the elf.
You stab the elf.
Eat his heart. Take his strength.
That elf had coming.
Wear his face. go back to his town. Pretend to be him for a few weeks.
This got dark really quickly.
I'm going to ingratiate myself into the council.
Mm-hmm.
And then I'm going to seduce the elder we talked to on our wedding night. I'm going to kill him. Then I'm going to take his face. guys, hold on. This is going to work. Ready?
Oh,
then
boy.
I'm going to make a series of proclamations that make it okay to have alchemy.
Continuing on.
You continue forward. Through numerous tree roots, through numerous paths. Mm-hmm. Most of them disused, some of them covered up by random creatures that you're able to pass by. And eventually, you reach a small clearing. And within that clearing is a very well-kept house. Kind of a shack, you know, some nice windows.
Does this shack have any sort of emotional connection? Would it be a hate shack or a...
I think it was a...
Because this seems like a pretty nice place, right? Okay, no, it can't be a death shack, because I would know.
It's a place you can really get together. You know what I'm saying?
Exactly. It's got a hot tin roof.
Oh, right, yeah. It's called... You know, we'll figure it out.
Okay, yeah, right.
All right.
So I walk up the side of the road.
I'm going to need a beer. I'm going to need another beer in a few minutes.
Yeah.
Yes. You see a small clearing and a house in the middle.
I sure see. These glasses were filled with alcohol earlier. Now they're mostly empty.
All right.
That's what happened here.
Yeah. These glasses are 2 inches tall. Those are shot glasses, actually.
Okay.
All right, yeah, no, I just walk right up. I have zero careful, so I under no circumstances recognize the danger that I am in.
That is on you. All right. And as soon as you step up, you see something try to grab you from the ground.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Ooh.
Spider.
Giant fucking spider.
Yep.
From the ground?
From the ground. It was a, what's it called? A
trapdoor spider. Oh my god, that's scary.
Yep.
Oh my. It's crazy.
Yep.
I'm going to stab it.
Yep. Let's stab it then.
Okay.
Go ahead.
Damn it, David. Why can't you just die? Okay. Okay. All right, yeah, so I just... No, I don't even take out my sword because the sword is superfluous via the rules. I just got a 5 on forceful, so I just grab its mandibles and wishbone.
I'm going to let that happen because that is awesome. And it's only, it's a fairly weak creature.
Mm-hmm.
All right, so you rip it apart.
Yep. It looks like Raz totally, like he was like nonchalantly walking and he just snaps to the side when it's mid-lunge and throws it down. And keeps walking towards the love shack.
Very nice. All right.
That's welcome, Skull. I've seen worse.
Okay. And as you step heavy forward, 3 more spiders suddenly appear.
Yes. Really, whoever owns this place is a terrible maintenance. It's crawling with spiders.
Whoever's in that shack, you're about to be missing 3 more of your pet spiders. Open up.
Give me a... Intimidation.
Mm-hmm.
Don't you have a stunt for them?
No, it's only when I'm, like, basically interrogating somebody.
Oh, okay.
Right. Forceful, again?
Mm-hmm.
Or flashy? What do you want?
It's without your intimidating, it's forceful.
Okay. Nope, that's a zip. So I'm surrounded by spiders.
Okay. Yep. Surrounded by spiders. You gonna try anything before...
All right, so now we have power. So if we do decide to cast spells, what happens?
It's going to be the cost of the spell.
Mm-hmm.
If it's a creature, you can only have up to that many creatures of mana. So basically, if you have like 3 mana, if you have you can have 3 level 1 creatures or 1 level 3 creature.
Right, so we can just basically go through our cards and pick out any spell that we can afford, right?
Yeah, I'm going to say yes.
Okay. We're not doing like
the big 5. I'm thinking about it. It's
so for this these are the spells I can afford right now.
Yes, that would probably make more
That's
sense.
That's smart. Yeah. That was super smart. All
right. So in that case, I will cast. So how about this? Spells that I have that normally would return a creature back to its caster's hand.
Ooh.
Or what do you want? We could use them to basically sort of dispel a creature.
Yes.
Effectively. Yeah.
Yeah.
So I guess I'll use one of those. Basically an essence scatter, which would normally be a blue and any other color.
Okay.
So, yeah, I step forward, like, out of the way! Things... And basically one of the creatures sort of, like, starts blurring.
Mm-hmm.
And it's gone.
Okay. That is fine.
There's still 2 more.
There's still 2 more, but yeah, that's it.
But that was my action.
Okay. The elf, after seeing you do that, is going to hang back. You're like, these guys seem to have this.
Yeah, fair enough.
Yeah, they're very podunked.
Yeah, the most podunked.
They're the most podunked. I'm going to use that word now. That word is awesome.
Isn't it though?
Oh, yeah. All right. And now you have 2 spiders on you. One on... Same spider on each of you. What do you do? Actually, yeah. You guys already went, so they're each going to attack. Yeah. One. Only one each, so.
Okay.
So first on... What was your character's name again?
Raz. Dave?
Raz. First on Raz. Going to do... I love this ice. 3. Defend.
Okay.
How do you defend? Also describe how you defend.
All right.
Yep.
Raz is going to raise up his hands, and seeing that Jaren just activated a spell, is going to raise up his hands like he tried to with the troll, and fire is going to rip up from the ground and block their attacks.
What type of card are you using?
That is flashy.
No, what card are you using?
Oh, I'm sorry. No, I'm not casting a spell. I'm just making a flashy block.
Okay, that's fine. That's fine.
Okay. Yeah. So they leap at him and he's going to...
Yeah, go ahead.
Hit them.
Only one of them is leaping at you.
Oh, okay. Cool. Damn. That's a 2.
That is a 2 and I rolled it. What did I say, 3?
Yes.
So you take 1 stress.
Okay.
Yep. And you did erase the stress you took from last time, right?
Yeah.
Okay, yeah. You take 1 stress as it still shoots through the flame and smacks you with one of his legs.
Mm-hmm.
Gross. Yep. The other one is also going to attack you.
So I'm just going to do a quick dodge.
All right.
Just like out of the way.
Mm-hmm.
And that'll say one.
An attack with a... Actually, no, that's a two. So you take one stress as well.
Alright.
Yep. As it tries to pierce you through your leg.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
And take a snazzy scratch along the side.
Mm-hmm.
Right. Fireball.
Okay. What are you guys going to do? Here you go.
Yep.
Now remember, with Fate, you can also create... You can't, don't have, just have to attack. You create advantages and stuff
which
like that.
Which then give you bonuses
yes.
to future rolls.
Yes.
Oh. So there, how many left?
Hmm? Two.
Two.
One of me.
Yep.
Oh, you bastard.
Okay, great. Yep. Now I'm just gonna go all. I'm gonna go all. Darth Vader on this dude and cast mm-hmm. shock.
How much damage did you do?
Two.
Does two damage straight
yep.
up?
Yep.
I like it.
Yep. So I raise up my hand and.
That's fine. And I'm going to say that since it's a spell, it just instant death, no roll for that.
Because I would hope not.
Two damage, it dies.
Okay, cool.
Okay? One more on you.
Alright. I'm going to use the same trick there. I've got a second card mm-hmm. that does a similar thing. The first okay. one was Essence Scatter. This one is Disperse. That's uh-huh. pretty much return. Target non-land permanent to its owner's
describe
card.
It.
So basically, yeah, the way this one works is as the spider sort of like lands and turns to mm-hmm. to grab me again, I lift up my arms to the sides and go like, no, you're off on a little trip.
Mm-hmm.
And as I bring my hands together, winds basically mm-hmm. rush up from the air around me and wrap around the thing, lifting it up in the air, spinning until it's suddenly gone.
Okay.
Nice. Back to whence you came.
Okay. And from that, you hear, stop!
Jeez. Oh, you started it.
Well, you attacked me. Went to my home without permission. And basically, you see the house
mm-hmm.
seemed to suddenly move on its own. And you realize it's the butt end of another trapdoor spider. A massive, massive spider. For those that are listening at home, it's an archweaver.
That's not good.
Thanks, baby.
Come to my place of business. Come to my home. Attack my children.
Your children needed lessons in manners.
Well, they were hungry.
Well, they would be much hungrier if you couldn't conduct business.
Then in our defense, the two I took care of are just gone for a while. They'll be back if they can find their way back.
Not mine. That one's dead.
Eh, I can have more.
I have them like thousands.
No, yeah. I eat most of them. Kind of tasty. Veal.
Nice.
So what do you want?
What kind of business is it that you conduct?
Mostly consuming the flesh of others.
It's actually a good business.
Yeah, it's pretty nice. It works. Yeah. Yes. This plane is soon be not so nice place for me anyway.
Sweet. People pay you to eat them?
Anyway.
This makes no sense. It's the worst business plan I've ever. How did he ever get a loan to start this? No bank would stand for it.
No, what are you going to say to a giant all spider?
Right. So, wait. You're not of this plane, are you?
No.
What tipped you off?
You're planeswalkers, like that other one.
Ah, you've met the, quote unquote, the one.
Yes, the other one. I tried to eat him the first time. Almost had him. Tried to eat him the second time. That was a mistake. He had gained his powers by then. Really annoying.
Much like we're doing.
Yes, I've noticed that. Thank you.
Just a quick reminder.
Yes, yes.
Look, creature.
Mm-hmm.
There's no reason why we can't have some sort of mutually beneficial economic arrangement.
Actually, yes. Yes, we can. Here's what I need from you. I will tell you... wait. I'm assuming you're after the one.
Mm. Oh, yes.
I will tell you exactly where he is. On one condition. You take me with you. Mm. This world is changing. Not for the better for me. Something's happening. And I would really appreciate not being whatever happened to me.
Mm. So let me get this perfectly straight. In exchange for knowledge as to where we can find our target.
I know exactly where he is.
You wish for... for one of us to take you with us when we leave?
Yes.
And you are a giant spider.
As a planeswalker, I recall you have a thing called packs, correct?
Correct. You are a giant spider.
Yes.
You eat people.
Yes.
But you conduct business.
Yes.
I agree.
Really? I thought this would be harder.
You haven't seen where I come from. But a deal's a deal. Where are we going?
Cross that way. He gives you basic directions about a path you can have to take to the particular ruin.
Please sign here with one of your mandibles. And the scroll of dried human flesh snaps and disappears in a gout of flame.
Okay.
Grant.
I'm very happy for you on your new pet.
Yeah, what's the deal with me and spiders? Because they're awesome.
You see the elf that was with you going like, who you pretty much forgot about at this point because you're getting your powers back. You don't really need him at this point. He's like, that... I should go. I'm going to go.
Why?
Because this is getting weird.
Afraid?
I'm not afraid.
No, you're afraid.
I was only told to bring you halfway. Obviously, you know exactly where you must be.
You're the only one.
So you're saying we're halfway?
Possibly.
So we don't need you.
Well, do you need me?
I don't, but my associate does.
It's true.
Oh, not him.
Well, yes, that's what I was talking about. I mean, I thought the original deal was going to be... Please.
Wait.
Proceed.
Thank you. Your services are no longer needed.
Are you going to have the spider?
Yeah.
Okay. Really. But... No! Oh, I'm loving this arrangement.
You two are so good together.
You two are evil. I love it.
I am the black deck and the red deck. I should bring him back so he can get eaten again.
Okay. So yeah, he leads you on the path, and he's ready to bring you upon your path, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
But you don't have enough power to really summon him. So he's going to hang around in this house trapdoor.
No problem. No problem.
Yeah? All right. He does tell you, though,
mm-hmm.
when you ask, because you do, about the world. Yeah. Because he's a giant spider that talks, why wouldn't you ask him questions?
Yeah, I'm basically treating him like a gas station attendant.
Okay.
Like, okay, how do I get to I-95? Right. And what's there to see around here?
See, I wouldn't know much. I've only been here at least, as far as I know, a year in this particular plane.
You've been summoned here?
As far as I know, every creature has been summoned here. Everyone you see.
Strange. So this was a blank? This was... What was here before the forest and the elves?
As far as I know, the forest has always been here.
Oh.
But like all the other stuff, even the elves, I've eaten a few of those. Not enough meat on their bones.
Mm-hmm.
But, yeah, I've eaten a few of those guys. They also popped up here more like 1,000 years ago.
Interesting. And the giant worm-like creature that we saw before?
That was more recent. I had to move like twice already. It was really annoying.
Well, once we defeat this wayward planeswalker...
Oh, so you think it's the planeswalker's fault?
Can't imagine anything else that can have the power to start summoning creatures at whim.
But...
Tearing the very fabric of time and space.
Wait, he was here after the elves, though.
He's not the first planeswalker.
Huh? Planeswalkers are dicks.
Yeah.
Pretty much.
Can we please name this game Planeswalkers or Dicks?
Anyway, just go along that path. When you get enough power, I'll help you out if I can. Just don't let me die. It'd be really suck.
Won't be a problem.
Alright then. And he goes, digs back into the ground.
Mm-hmm.
House.
Mm-hmm. Alright, we start walking off.
And as you start walking off, you turn back, the door opens to the house, and out comes a caricature of a beautiful woman.
That's awesome. That's amazing.
I don't even want to know what organ that is.
And you continue along the path. The two of you, formerly three, but apparently you're both evil.
No. Evil. I originally thought the deal that the spider was going to make was like, I will join you if you let me eat the elf, which was also going to be acceptable.
No, hey Zeus, we just got a valuable member of the team. He gets a signing bonus.
Very nice. Very nice. Alright. And as you start heading further and further and further into the forest, mm-hmm. you start noticing shifts. You now start noticing everything's changing around you. The land itself, the trees, everything seems to be growing upon itself. Trees are growing on top of trees. Hmm. It's like there's barely any ground anymore. Basically, you basically have to walk from tree to tree, from tree root to tree root. It's thickening. So,
oh, God, it's fern gully.
Mm-hmm. A giant smog monster starts to sing. It sounds like Tim Curry.
Ah, that'd be awesome. What do I do with my spell that I actually cast, by the way?
I'm going to say you get rid of them. Yeah. So choose your spells wisely.
Uh-huh. Okay.
Mm-hmm. They are now in your graveyard.
Yeah. Ah, well, in that case, the Elixir of Immortality makes more sense.
Mm-hmm.
Because it lets me reshuffle my graveyard back into my hand.
Oh, wow.
Oh, really? The entire graveyard, or...?
Spend 2 mana and tap the Elixir. You gain 5 life, shuffle Elixir of Immortality and your graveyard into their owner's library.
Oh, wow.
Fucking blue decks, man.
Fucking blue decks.
It's not really a blue, it's just an artifact. It's colorless. It was just part of my blue deck.
Got no artifacts.
That was just part of the blue deck for some reason. But
that sucks.
That is, yeah. All it takes is one mana. Like, honestly, in the regular Magic game, mm-hmm. this is bad.
Oh, no. I've seen stuff like that before, yeah.
So, yeah. Right, so let me take the stuff that I cast away. Oh.
Mm-hmm.
Graveyard.
Jeez. All right. Yeah. The forest is getting thicker and thicker. And thicker. And eventually, I had a card in here. It was kind of cool.
You can have the Elvish Mystic back, by the way.
Yeah.
He's currently traveling through the second stomach.
And you're...
Mm-hmm. I had that card. Oh, there it is. It gets thicker and thicker, and eventually there's a very thick fog as well. You can barely move. I need both of you to give me careful rolls.
Oh, boy.
We took each other's dice, so whatever. Right.
Haha, you go first.
Great. It's 0.
Okay. 0 for me as well. Marco!
You start
Marco.
Here.
Marco!
Where is it? So we both got 0s, right?
Yep.
Awesome. Then this is what's going to happen. Death. Yeah.
That might happen.
Basically, on top of both of you is this sort of like a saber-toothed tiger mixed with a lizard. The saber-toothed lizard.
Colonian Tusker.
Yep. And both of them take a nice big chunk out of you.
Ooh.
Mm-hmm. All right. Both of you, give me defenses. All
right.
Oh. Remember, because of the card, they get +1/+1, you get -1/-1.
Yeah.
Oh. So basically, it's -1 to your rolls, +1 to theirs.
Okay, great. So, I mean, realistically, it's going to have to be a quick roll to get out of the way.
Yes.
So I'm rocking a 0 right now.
Mm-hmm.
Fuck.
That's
0, -1.
-1? 5.
Yeah, 1.
So, 6 and 6. One.
Okay. So, it's 5 on you, and for you, Raz, it is... 0, so 4.
Okay, so I got 1 success, so that's 3 damage?
3 stress, yes. And for you, was...
5.
So 5 stress.
5, and I'll take a moderate consequence. Yeah. Oh, sorry, a mild consequence.
Yeah, so basically, there's a scratch on your leg. Barely grazes you, because it still causes damage with the massive tusk. Okay. The other one kind of bites your leg. It smacks you against
a
tree.
I'm basically limping now.
Yeah, limping against a tree.
My mind is
okay, what do you guys do? As you see these two creatures getting ready to do to their bite.
Yeah. All right. You go first.
Remember, if you're using spells, be descriptive.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, yeah. Fuck it. I'm going to... Raz reaches out a hand. It becomes clawed and slimy.
Mm-hmm.
And since I'm using all of my... evil black spells.
Mm-hmm.
And he starts twisting his hands slowly like he's opening a grand doorknob. And mm-hmm. as he does that, the saber-toothed lizard's scales start to twist in the same clockwise motion
mm-hmm.
And tightening further and further as I
as I cast Ring Flesh on the target creature, gets -3/-1 until end of turn.
Oh, wow. -3, but it, because the card had +1, so it's not 1.
Okay, great.
All right, so now it's going to be 1 for the rest of the...
And I'm going to say, it's weakened, but it won't last. Do something important.
This I can do. Mm-hmm. Yeah, so basically I step back and, like, again, throw my arms out wide and go like, come to me, you flying guardian of the realm! Portal opens before me, and a seacoast drake flies out, all wings a flutter, mm-hmm. screaming out. The idea is A, to summon a creature, which would then, okay. in traditional magic roles, you know, basically come out and can't really attack until okay. the next round. But the idea is to also use my stunt, you know, because I'm manipulative mage, I get a +2 bonus to create an advantage. When I flashily cast a spell.
That works.
So the idea is to create an advantage, which is that the creatures are distracted by uh-huh. this. So I will roll that it's flashy, so +1 and then another +2 because mm-hmm. of my stunt. And that is a +4 shift advantage to us with the creature being, with the creatures being distracted, basically.
That's somebody explain to me what you're talking about.
Okay, so basically in Fate, you can create a block, which a block, you know, it's like, okay, this is the amount of damage or, you know, or successes that the other person needs to get in order to overcome this block. Mm-hmm. An advantage is you create a circumstance that then you can take all those shifts of advantage that you created mm-hmm. and take advantage of for us for another role. So I just created a, you know, a distracted, mm-hmm. The creatures are distracted advantage okay. For us. So then you can take advantage of that mm-hmm. on the next roll. Well, since it's distracted, I've got a +4 to this next roll mm-hmm. to stab it in the face yep. or whatever.
Okay, great.
All right.
Okay.
So it's distracted. It's not, I'm going to say, because I said there were two creatures, right? I'm going to say they're both distracted, yeah. right? One of them, Ringed Flesh, the other one, still bitey.
Yeah. All right. But there's two of them.
Yeah, so there was two of them. One on each of you. Yeah.
Sorry, I forgot that. All right. Okay.
All right. I'm going to say, yeah. I'm going to give both of them a 0. But I'm going to say, let's see if they can overcome. Nope. No. Yeah, they both are distracted by the birthing. You guys go again.
Okay. So this is...
Yeah,
it's gone.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
So that's gone, the then mm-hmm. that's gone to the leeching bite.
Yep. Actually, that is also gone. Yeah. Actually, no. After... Yeah, then that creature, one creature you killed is now dead because it no longer has this ability.
Yep. Okay.
Alright, so now, basically, it survives for a little second, it goes, and just dies.
Okay, because that ends at the end of the turn.
Yeah, exactly.
So, yeah. Okay.
Alright, all right. But you regain your +1 again.
Okay, great.
All right, so you're back to your regular, so I'm negative.
Okay, great.
Okay. Okay, so now there's only one creature left. What do you guys do? He created an advantage, giving you +4. You can also, remember, you have these things to use your aspects.
Yeah, what are those?
Basically, using your aspects, if you find something that qualifies, gives you a +2.
Mm-hmm. I didn't know those were even a thing on the table. Like, what are they?
Yeah, those are your fate points.
Basically. Fate points,
but
yeah.
You can't use them just for anything. But you have to use them for something that applies to an aspect.
Yes.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And then what does that do?
It gives you +2 to roll.
Okay. All right.
So if it ties to an aspect in some way, shape, or form.
And how you get them back is that the GM hits you with something related to your aspect.
Okay, bad. Mm-hmm. Okay, got it.
It's like you'll receive a -2 on your next roll because of like this aspect
iteration of fate.
Right. What are you doing? You have +4, so anything you do will probably.
I'm gonna stab it. I'm done.
Okay.
Burning through my spells.
Mm-hmm.
All right, I'm gonna stab it in the fasticles. So dice.
Mm.
So mm. I had a +4. So that's a +2, +3. So that's a 5.
Five, and yeah. It is a, what was the creature again?
So I'm three, right? Taking a massive swing at its head's face.
It does a 4. Okay. You may stress, and you chop its head off.
Okay, great.
Yep.
Awesome.
Right. Plus now I've got my drake.
Mm-hmm.
They pretty much stay summoned until, you know, time, until it goes away.
That is fine.
So, yeah, really well.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. That was amazing. Suppose the path leads this way.
Okay.
So what happens to my stress now that combat's over?
It's gone.
Okay. Okay. So, okay.
Got it. My console's over.
Yep. And listeners, I know there's a lot of combat, but this is magic. Yep. Yeah, we have to try to be as descriptive as possible so it sounds fun, at least.
Yeah, but also we're like, you know, we've never tried this before, so we're trying to work it through. It's,
Yeah, just troublesome, like, off the cuff, something we'd made up the last minute, so the rules are very
We just had so many magic cards, and we felt like, hey, well, when we play Magic the Gathering, because that doesn't make for great radio.
But wait, we can make for great radio.
Yeah. Does it? All right, so you continue. Actually, yes, you get another, after the battle, you get another surge. Sweet. Choose a land.
Sweet.
I choose England.
It's comedy.
Which means you now get access to more spells.
Yep.
Let me take a look at my spells and see what I've got. Those are the ones I can afford.
Mm-hmm.
What about the ones I can't?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, that's pretty sad.
My spell book just went up quite a bit.
Oh, God. I hate blue so much.
Three is the apparently the sweet spot for this particular deck.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to take black.
All right.
Can't get me enough swamps. Born on the bayou.
All right. You continue along the path. It's still foggy. It's still thick with trees.
Mm-hmm.
Eventually, it does clear up a little bit, and you see a massive tower. But you also see that fog. The fog barely touches the tower. It's like there's like small ring of non-fogginess.
Mm-hmm.
A small clear fog. And the trees themselves are also... Are both. Give me a cliff roll.
Yes. Level is 2.
Mm-hmm.
It's a 2.
It feels like the forest is trying to attack the tower.
Oh. Interesting. Hmm. This goes... If the tower belongs to the Planeswalker, then that goes against our original hypothesis that the Planeswalker is causing this. Unless, of course, he's causing this indirectly by...
Being crazy?
Being crazy or nuts, yes.
All right. Well, let's go talk to him.
It's a massive, solid tower with just no way, visible way to enter it.
Can your ridiculous bird thing take us over the walls?
It does fly.
Alright, I'm gonna let that happen.
Yep. Because flying.
Because the other option is blow a hole in the side.
Pretty much.
Alright.
So hold on tight.
Yep.
If you drop me, I will come back stronger than you could ever imagine.
I've heard that one
before. You probably have in a few duels, yeah.
Yep.
Alright. You rise up to the top, and there is seems to be some sort of top thing you can land on. You drop down.
Top thing.
it's the top of Rock Center. This is beautiful.
You drop, and you drop yourselves down. Your bird thing flying around, waiting for orders.
Great. Fly around.
Wait for orders.
Okay. And there is a door.
Aha.
Yep.
Excellent.
All right, draw my sword and nudge it open. Mm-hmm. Or kick it open.
You kick it wide open.
Mm-hmm.
And you see stairs heading down.
Bastard. He knows my weakness. Exercise.
No, it's worse. It's jazzercise.
Start putting on a headband, some knee warmers.
Maniac.
All right, I'll take point.
All right,
going down the stairs.
In that case, before we go, I will cast Time Ebb, which basically lets me take a creature, put it back on my library. Which means I will dismiss the Drake, but instead of to my graveyard, it goes back to my hand.
I gotta hit blue so much.
See, this is why I wanted to play blue. Blue is out of the box. You know what it does. Easy as peasy.
God, I fucking hate blue. All right. That's cool. Yeah. I don't mind. It's cool. Go down some stairs.
It's going to be very hard to resummon it inside a fucking tower.
But I'd rather have it than just dismiss
it and lose it to my
graveyard. You start heading down the stairs.
Yeah.
Eventually, you find that the circumference is getting bigger and bigger,
mm-hmm.
but much bigger than what it is outside. It's somehow bigger on the inside.
It's my favorite. This tower, blue by any chance.
It's a giant call box.
And eventually, you go into a floor, some okay accommodations, and basically a bed here, there, another door off in the distance. You hear some noise in the distance as well.
Bed. Clearly somebody stays here, sleeps here.
Probably some sort of mage. So typical.
I know. Mages. Who can stab him? Says the man.
stare for a second, B, move on.
Okay.
All right, go to the door. Yeah. Kick open.
Okay. You see a older man in reddish robes, standing before you, wizard hat, beard. Brother, no. He actually looks like he's in red leathers, with a balding head, and basically just staring down. Just turns around. Any reason you went into my home?
No, it was there.
We are looking for some sort of a planeswalker.
You have found him. Why are you after me?
Are you the one that the, actually, he never did give us a name. The old elf told us about a...
Oh, the elves.
Yes, but you,
they knew nothing of importance.
Yes. They didn't know when to get out of a deal, either.
Yeah, that's true. I went there briefly when I lost my powers.
Ah, and as I gather, your powers have returned.
Yes, they have.
Excellent.
Some hiccups every once in a while. The forest always fights back, but...
So we've noticed. Well, we were hoping, against hope, because clearly you're still here, and if you knew the answer to the following question, you probably wouldn't be here to give it to us, which is, can we get out of here?
I wouldn't be here to answer that question, no.
So this was a waste of time.
Not necessarily, because you're here.
Oh.
Now, as you're aware, you can't have your use of powers, right?
Right.
I am assuming you're both planeswalkers, correct?
Of course.
Why else would we be kicking open doors in a giant tower in the middle of an evil forest?
You might be adventurers. I've had a few of those.
Adventurers!
Adorable, aren't they?
Oh, they're precious.
They always try.
They come into our dungeons.
I am a sword. I'm armor. I'm a thief. Why? Can we just ask, why is a criminal really vouching for his heroism?
I think there's supposed to be like a thief code or something.
Really? A thief code?
That's what I've heard. I heard once I was torturing one of them and they just said thief code.
I'm a stockbroker.
Stockbroker code.
Stockbroker code. Yeah, I'm going to go in this dungeon. They waste their time.
We have fun. Anyway. So planeswalk is fun.
Yeah.
For a few years, I could not access my powers. Then something happened. I basically started to grow old. I started to change, grow old, and lose. I felt the power returning, but it wasn't the same. You both know, because you've talked to other planeswalkers, that planeswalkers previously used to be almost immortal, super powerful, badass monsters.
Still are.
Basically, yeah, you lived forever, did whatever you want, you were nigh impossible to kill.
Hey, I can summon an imp. Alright.
But there was a cracking. Basically, of crack. No, there was a... There was an event called...
There was a kraken?
No, no. Summon the kraken! There was an event called the Mending. Basically, there was a massive crack in the universe, in the multiverse. And the only way to fix it, otherwise, you know, the obliteration of everything, was to sacrifice part of the planar spark. What essentially happened is planeswalkers, still powerful, but were no longer immortal, no more had vast powers. They had to earn it.
What?
Yeah.
Whoa.
Sadly, all this happened before your time.
Yeah.
But hearing some of the stories, you guys were monsters back in the day. Wait. Now you're just you're powerful mages, but you can still be killed by other creatures.
So all of a sudden, like after growing up rich, Dad wants us to pay for school ourselves.
Yeah, essentially, the gist of it. But apparently, this guy never got the memo.
Yeah. That's just bull. Seriously.
How did you get here?
I was trying to go to another plane for some business. I don't barely remember what it was now.
A bazaar or a library?
I think it was a bazaar library.
We were traveling somewhere else as well.
So I trapped you as well. And I've seen evidence that there had been other planeswalkers here previously, one at a time. Always one at a time. Oh. And all of them wasted away.
But this time, there were two at a time.
That's never happened before. Actually, the fact that you're here and I'm still here doesn't happen.
What is bringing us here? What could be so powerful that it would dare stop us from our missions?
You've been fighting it since you got here.
A couple of serpent lions and an ogre, I guess?
The land itself.
But why?
My theory, after years of research, I have all the books, you know, catalog. This land's not really sentient, but it is alive, and it consumes. It is full of green matter. Mm-hmm. But it still somehow consumes other types of mana. That is what all of us bring to it. When I first came here, I felt myself, no powers, but I still felt myself being sucked away. Like, my connection was being used to fill something else. I felt myself getting thinner and sicker and honestly becoming a bit more insane. Madness is a thing, apparently. I saw so many colors. It was very pretty. But eventually, after the event, it changed. It's like this world couldn't survive on me alone anymore. And I'm thinking it appreciated that very much. And now everything's changed. It's fighting against its elves, which I don't think it really cared about the elves, but the elves were there. It didn't bother anyone. They liked nature. It started summoning more and more creatures for whatever reason. Maybe, I believe it's using this energy to gain more power. For what reason, I do not know.
There has to be a heart. Mm-hmm. Something. Something that we can strike. Mm-hmm. To make it let us go.
How do you strike at a plane?
Really, really hard.
With snakes. Yes! Yes!
And then you hear a voice. Perhaps you can make a devil's deal.
Define devil's deal.
That wasn't me.
That wasn't him.
That wasn't me. Wait, was it?
Okay.
Am I going crazy?
You hear
already?
Flapping behind you.
Okay.
All of you turn around and see a very tall humanoid black bird. Hello, Raz. Beautiful open sky.
I hadn't noticed.
Can't
kill it. I make the kill it motion to Jaren.
Okay.
That would be awesome.
This is a working relationship.
Working, yes. He owes us his soul.
Ah.
Yes. He made a few deals, did some evil things. He's supposed to come to us, but then, you know, he went underground.
I've only known him a few hours, but have you seen his soul? I mean, it can't be worth much.
I take what you can get.
Beggars can't be choosers.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah, that's true enough. I mean, I've got a job. I've got kids. Hell, kids.
The regular little kids are bad.
Yeah, infants, when they can pee fire, that is a day. But, yes.
I turn to the red rope mage. Is he a friend of yours?
I've never seen him in my life.
Yeah, he got in here.
Well, we did kick open all of the doors.
There is that.
I appreciate that. I thought you were adventurers there for a second.
Oh, God.
Right. You're not going to live this one down.
We were not storming, okay? We weren't storming.
It does kind of look like a castle.
There is one entrance. One. Okay? One stairway.
All right. Anyway. Raz, your soul belongs to us.
This plane, I know for a fact, is outside of your jurisdiction.
There is no jurisdiction for justice, Raz.
He's got me there. But this plane, there's something awry with this plane. And it must be fixed, because it's trapped another one who is innocent. Two innocent plane walkers.
So innocent.
Innocent plane walker?
Who are
so
trapped.
Very innocent.
Who are trapped. And if you come to collect my soul now, I cannot free them. And you will be responsible for aiding and abetting a wayward plane. What do you say to that, Bird Boy?
Give me either a clever or a sneaky.
I'm going to say, yeah, I'm going to give a clever, and I'm going to use my. Do I spend this to use my stunt? No, I just
use use your stunt.
My stunt, because I'm a businessman, I get a plus two whenever I cleverly manipulate the desires of someone during a conversation.
Very nice.
All right. Come on, baby, come on. All right, so that's actually just a four. Hey,
that's enough.
I used to be a lawyer on my plane.
Yeah. We know. That's the first reason we talk.
Most people mortgage their souls for a lawyer.
Fine. We'll help you on your... He looks at you. Smug smile. Quest.
It's not quest. It's an errand.
It's an objective. It's more of a military thing.
Sure. Do you, seems like a dangerous show. You should probably take this.
Wow.
No.
You should probably take this.
It's dangerous to go alone. Take. Wait for it. Wait.
Oh, listeners. I'm sure this is great.
Yeah. Sorry, we are basically doing various versions of giving people the bird. Oh, the bird!
I haven't heard that one before.
Woo!
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Now this bird's going to give you the word. oh, this will never end.
Fine. So whose idea was it to drink this game?
Wait, we're not drinking. We're just sipping.
Constantly.
That's fine. Honestly.
Okay.
We are, guys, we are playing a Magic the Gathering inspired role-playing game. Occasionally we're going to get a little off topic.
Yeah.
Right.
He looks upon you and is like,
so what's our excuse all the other times, then?
Sipping.
Yeah. Yep. You know the deal. Two questions. Ask them carefully.
Do I really only get two?
Really?
That's one!
1 second. I'll turn around to Jaren. And the red mage.
What exactly is going on right now?
I can ask him two questions as he assists, no doubt, when we are done with our mission.
Quest.
He's going to pursue me across the many planes that I have to go to for my original objective.
That sounds horrible for you.
So we need to make these questions specific as possible. What do we need to know?
Well, that's one.
We need to know.
Oh, and I should probably give you a fate die for that.
Okay, thank you. We need to know how to get out of this plane. Mm-hmm. Is that really anything else? Should we... Oh, how to stop this planet, perhaps, from summoning more planewalkers? Because if he just pulls us back...
Yeah, that would suck.
Yeah, that would just ruin my quiet.
But you can see beyond that. If you just say stop it, you might not mean kill it. But if you say kill it, maybe it can't die because it's on its entire plane. How do you metaphorically stop the creature? That will get you the right answer.
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh boy.
Yes, indeed. This is a plane of green energy, of life. Pure and utter, unending life. You can't kill that. Because if you do, it just comes right back. It is life. So this really, killing is not the answer. This one time. Normally killing is the answer, and then I think we can all three of us agree with it.
Oh, yeah.
It's so, almost always
all
the
time. All
the time. A good 99.999% of the time is yes. This may be that 0.0001% where killing is not the answer, but rather stopping it. Now, as a master of the magic of the sea, the air, and the land, I know a bit about stopping people from doing things, stopping creatures
from doing things. Perhaps we can simply stop this land. Lock it down. Chain it down. Make it so it can't bother anybody again.
And then, if we find a way to return, it can become...
The whole point is not to return!
Because
if we return, then it starts doing this.
But if we stop it.
Exactly. If we stop it, then it's no need to return, because it's done.
So but in theory, we could come back and perhaps...
If you want to come back, you can come back. I always be done.
Crush it underneath our fiery steel heels. Fashionable steel heels. All right, I'll ask you a question. How do we stop it?
From continuing to bring more planeswalkers.
So, listeners at home, important note, this is all coming from Jesus activating our character's trouble.
Mm-hmm.
Mine is chased by crow demons because I'm evil.
And mine, case, I'm assuming, was one too many steps ahead.
Yes.
So you basically, your character's problem, Daniel, is that you outthink yourself. You outsmart yourself. Mm-hmm. Okay, great. All right, great.
Okay. As soon as you turn around, so the creature is actually fashioned a golden exclamation point above its head.
Oh, boy.
Okay.
Good.
Ask your question. I have a question. It's making fun of you at this point.
God damn it.
That's just garish.
What are you, a sim? Go pee in the corner and die.
All right, Tengu, listen. My first question.
Ask.
Is, how do we stop this plane? Stop this plane. Like, stop it from doing all of this stuff. Drawing people in, killing its denizens. Stop it from being... He gives an unsure glance to Jaren. It...
Oh, that is a complicated process. Oof. All right, I'll tell you a detailed plan.
But there's got to be a way to kind of cut out the middleman and cut the root like a tree. If you cut the root, it dies.
It is hard to kill an entire plane.
But not impossible. To stop. Not to kill. To stop.
To stop it.
Hmm.
You must know of its plan.
That's right, now we know it has a plan. That is the thing. It has a plan,
so
any
which,
plan.
What is the next question? Where it is, or what its plan is?
It's any plan can be found, I'm not smarted.
I hate.
You just hate. Here, let you have a potion.
Alright. Okay, I turn around and huddle back, and once again it's the camera, close shot of all of us huddled together. All the ridiculous wizards. Oh my god, I just realized we are ridiculous wizards. You're dressed in blue wizard, he's dressed in red wizard, I'm dressed in black wizard. Oh my god. Oh my god.
I've seen this in Dragonlance.
Okay. Yep. Alright, so if I ask what the plan is, we will know the plan, but not necessarily how to stop it. And even if we find out how to stop it, we won't know how to leave. If I ask how to leave, we might not know what the plan is, but we'll be able to leave.
And if we can leave, then we can leave and know more about... Once we have access to our planes and our full power again, then we can prepare.
But it could bring us back!
Well, yes, if it does bring us back, we'll be prepared.
It'll be weak. Will weaken us again. It will weaken us again. The same way it did the first time.
You will know that will happen again.
Yes. Well, yes, but...
So do we ask what its plan is, or do we ask how to leave?
Well, if it has a plan, it's possible we could find the plan on our own. Not now that we know it has a plan. Before, we simply thought it was like just a dick. Giant planetary
dick. This plane is just being a dick.
But exactly. That's what we thought at first. Turns out it's not just that. It's in addition to that, as a plan. So, now that we know it has a plan, we can find this out. There are ways to find things out.
So I'm going to ask how we leave.
Yes. And then we use our considerable might to find out what the plan is.
All right. Good plan. Turn around. Tengu!
Actually, as soon as you turn around, it's actually summoned another Tengu. And it's riding on top of it, and the other Tengu has actually painted itself gold.
I hate you.
The feeling is mutual.
Tengu, how do we leave this plane?
Ah, you must stop its plan.
I'm going to kill you.
Right? Summon Leviathan. There's a spell.
Slowly turn around to the other mages. It's like bewildered expression. You know we only got two, right?
What? You're the one that made enemies with them in the first place. I mean, that's the first thing they teach you at wizard school. Don't sell your soul to the Tengu.
I skipped wizard school by selling my soul to the Tengu.
Homeschooling. People keep saying it's a thing, but there's nothing beats a properly managed educational system.
I learned how to resuscitate life. I went to the University of Phoenix! Come on, that was gold!
Yep. I'm dead.
Alright, Tango, fine. You'll discover its plan. You've been so much help. Mm-hmm. I look forward to you chasing me across the rest of the plains. Mm-hmm. You can go into the sky now and wrestle that winged thing that my associate summoned.
He actually unsummoned it.
Put it back in my pocket.
Yeah.
That's going to be a problem.
That may be, yes. Well, yeah, you might need it to get out of here. And not just for the falling. Goodbye.
Wait, what was that? Was that supposed to be...
It bursts into a murder of crows and flies away.
Oh, Tengus are such dicks.
You're the one that sold your soul to them.
First rule. It's at a placard in the wizard school.
Yeah.
Never sell your soul to a Tengu.
It's actually right next to all of the sinks in the bathrooms. Kind of like a employees must wash hands.
Yeah. Employees must wash hands.
Never sell your soul to a Tengu.
Alright.
Well, we have to get out of here. We have to find out where it is. Mm-hmm. Wizard.
Yes.
Red wizard. Mm-hmm. Can you see things from the top of this tower? Do you have any idea where any sort of the center of this plane might be?
The center of a plane?
Most activity in the forest?
That might be more specific, yes. That may work.
Planes are endless, so if you could just lead us to the borders of this
plane. Now, there's something strange about this plane. For some reason, it's round. Just straight up round plane. It is bizarre.
The fuck is up with that?
Yeah, that's weird.
That is pretty odd. I will try. Just give me time. Mm. And he begins.
All right.
It's going to take him time to do it. So if you guys want to do anything beforehand.
I'm going to kill the Tengu.
Many have tried. Few have gone past their bittering sarcasm.
I'm going to stab you in the face.
Sure.
Whoa, look out, guys. He's got a sword.
Good luck, adventurer.
Seven successes in sarcasm.
Ooh, look who came to level up.
He's like three stunts in it. It's terrible. Okay. And an aspect called you suck.
Amazing. Alright, yeah, so no, I'm just going to look around the tower, I guess, and go up to the top of the tower and look around.
Mm-hmm. You look around. Honestly, various bits of creatures and plants from this realm. Like basically, he's obviously studying everything about this place, trying to figure out a way out of there, but having some difficulty, mainly because he's only one planeswalker against an entire plane. But there's three of you, so maybe you guys can figure something out.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Anything specific you're looking for?
Any information about the plane. Do you want me to roll plane knowledge because there are no skills in this game, question mark?
You can say you can access his books, but you need to find out what you're looking for. You can just ask him, but he's busy with his job. So give me if you want to look, give me a clever.
Okay.
Definitely. Both of you, you're also doing the same thing?
Yeah, definitely.
Okay.
That's a three for me.
Nice.
That is a zip. These dice effing hate me. Surprise, surprise.
All right. This plane is a plane of pure green mana.
Yes.
But it does seem to have aspects of the black underneath it. Hmm. It seems to... Not like just rot and decay. That it's more like the taking of energy. It transforms energy of other mana into its green. At least that's what it always used to do. Hmm. Since the mending, mm-hmm. it's changed. It has a different focus now. As far as you can tell, it's no longer feeding. So it's doing something else entirely. What it is, you're not entirely sure yet.
Hmm. It's kind of as big as it's going to get. Now it's building up to something else. Mm-hmm. But what?
Well, it can open up plane portals. Do you think it's trying to expand its empire?
It didn't open a portal, it just diverted a portal.
Yes. It can't open portals on its own yet.
Hmm. I think it's trying to open up its borders and set for markets on foreign soil. Consume everything. You have to admit, it's not a bad model.
Yes. But if that is its plan, how would knowing that help us get out of here?
It doesn't.
Wait, no, it does.
We're doomed.
No, mm-hmm. It does. If it is, in fact, trying to open up a portal, we cannot open up a portal. Even our friend here, who has been around longer and is presumably currently more powerful than we are, can't open up a portal. But if the land does... We could use its own tricks against it and hijack that portal to get back to our own land. And thus prevent it from using it to escape itself.
Hijack its own portal.
It did it to us. Turnabout is fair play.
We could shut it down. We could try to seal it behind us.
Yes, once if we manage to get back to our own lands, where we have the full access to our powers, and then you from your land, me from mine, he from his... We might have enough to just lock it down.
It's not a bad idea. Not a bad idea. It's rare when planeswalkers would work together like that, but choice do I have? Choice do any of us have?
It makes me itch, really. But it's a thing.
Ah, just another plane that I will have burnt to cinders. Fine with me.
Sounds like a plan.
And often you just, I think I found it!
Aha! What have you found?
There's a point a few miles off in the distance where the energy seemed to be gathering. Hmm. It seems that for whatever reason... And he looks at both of you. Oh. You two appearing. We needed an extra boost. Hmm. It's beginning to gather its energies. We're going to need to hurry.
I can hurry.
Mm-hmm. All right, to the roof!
To the roof!
Alright.
Yep. I'm saying.
Are we each going to summon a creature to fly us there?
Yep.
That's very rad.
Yep. He is red and green. Mm-hmm. And he summons what looks like a giant green dragon.
Mm-hmm. Whoa.
But it's more like a Chinese style.
It's a worm, then?
Giant worm, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Damn. That's a little bit beyond my pay grade right mm-hmm. now.
Actually, you now get a boost again.
Oh, yay. Nice. Mm-hmm.
I'm going to get another white.
Mm-hmm. Actually, make it two.
Yeah.
Not saying you're going to the end boss, but...
Nope.
In that case... Another... Mm-hmm.
Actually, as you're rushing upstairs, as you're getting ready to go on your rides, you notice the... Towers begins to shake. You look around you, and more massive worms seem to appear. More massive, vastwood gorgers.
Oh boy.
Drumming up and slamming against the tower over and over again. Some of the larger ones actually try to snap up against you. The czar, that's how I called him, right? Mm-hmm. The czar is able to dodge out of the way. You guys are going to have to roll.
Oh boy.
Mm-hmm.
Good times. Let me make sure I've got... You said we can take two mm-hmm. on it,
yep.
Bringing us to a total of five?
Yep.
Solid. Mm-hmm. Okay, so we both have to roll?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, good.
If attack, it's five. So if you have stunts or bonuses or aspects you want to use, I suggest using or spell you. Remember, because we're not only using the stat for the spell, but like description as well.
Yes.
So okay. If something that'll work, tell me.
Okay, shucks. I can use all my cards now. That's
I've
crazy.
I've got only two cards that I can't use.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, there are some like really good expensive cards.
Mm-hmm.
Only two. How many of these snakes are there?
Eight or nine.
Yeah. Okay. This is not a stand and fight situation. Mm-hmm. Let's get the fuck out of here.
Indeed.
Guess what? They can't fly. We can.
Yep.
So, I will summon my assault griffin.
Salt griffin.
Because I have one.
Of course you do.
What, are those legal?
Yes.
Okay.
And, yeah, it's basically like, you know, like, yeah. You know, basically, you know, whistle yep. up into the air, which I cannot do in real life.
Okay, how does it appear?
And, yeah, it's like off in the, you know, the sky, you know, there's sort of a glint of light. And then a... Then, you know, just wings spread, you know, mm-hmm. sort of blocking out the sun for a second and then diving down.
Mm-hmm.
It's like its claws raking at one of the snakes as it flies down and lands right next to me.
Nice. Do you have anything?
Yeah. Yeah, I do. Mm-hmm. Going to actually just put it down foolishly. Okay.
All of these back.
Yeah, nice. I'm going to summon a dragon hatchling.
Very nice.
So, yeah, I actually start coughing and vomit up a dragon hatchling, which, like, bones start cracking and breaking and skin tears and mm-hmm. hits itself together as it grows in size. And I jump on its back and ride it into the sky.
Very nice. And you both all basically buzz off. The gorgers are trying to get at you, but you're too high up.
Mm-hmm.
And eventually, yeah.
I spit off the dragon hatchling.
Hmm?
I spit off the dragon hatchling onto the gorger.
Okay.
Yeah, it's the small things.
Okay. It's the small things that matter, really. And as you push off in the distance, you start flying ahead miles upon miles. He thought originally it might be like just 10.
Mm-hmm.
But apparently there's distortions. Might be more like 100, 1,000 miles away.
The fuck? It's... Are we being invaded by Muad'Dib? Who's writing all these goddamn worms to us? Dune so, reference, kids.
Yeah.
Enjoy it.
Yeah,
strap in.
Yep.
I must not fear. Fear is the mind killer.
Ha! No. Nice. Oh, is Sting there in his silver underwear?
Yeah, yeah. Oh. I actually have the Benazir's player as a poster in my room now.
Nice.
I love that thing. I don't know. It's funny how the things that hit you when you're older. Like, I knew that you cool for years, and I'm thinking, like, that is, makes perfect sense. I should make that a poster in my wall.
Yeah, you know what I have from that movie, actually? I actually have the box that creates searing pain in your hand from the beginning. Yeah, just stick it in there.
You mean the cat box. I got you.
Yeah, exactly. It's a box with a cat. It does the same thing.
All right. And as you push along for what seems like almost a day,
mm-hmm.
barely keeping awake, where is that card? You see a greenish pool below you with odd trees rushing out. The slime seems to be just weighing like an ocean. And basically, as you're going past, the trees are even more massive. You can't even go above them at this point.
Mm-hmm.
It's almost unnatural. Well, it is unnatural.
It's okay. Almost unnatural.
And all of a sudden, no saves. Poof! Your various mouse gets stuck.
The creature can't attack or block. Its activated abilities can't be activated. And...
As a yeah, giant
none of
web.
Us has a...
Yeah.
Yeah, your creature doesn't have four attack power, right?
No.
A massive web consumes you all.
Yeah.
You notice that slime suddenly seems to start moving up.
Ew.
And it seems to be hurting the tree itself, almost eating it as it rushes up. And around you, around the web, numerous spiders start to appear.
Ew.
Gross.
Wee. They start to speak. Wee, Hansu. Flesh.
Alright.
Let me take a look at this picture. Mm. That looks gross.
Yes, yep. That is gross.
Ew! Ew!
Mm-hmm. For those listening, we have three giant spiders and a...
Stinger Fling Spider.
Mm-hmm.
Ugh. Ugh. Yeah.
And the Stinger Flings are like, Master here. I am master here. I will consume flesh. And the bubbling acid is still slowly rising up.
Ideas?
Yes. You, Master Spider Thing. You stay there and you do that, because I am busy here doing other things, very important things that do not concern you in any way. As I'm going on and droning and, you know, basically white mana is, you know, sort of gathering and flowing towards it, and it gets hit with pacifism.
Nice.
Which means it can't attack the block. It's basically sort of like...
Yeah, that makes right. That makes perfect sense, you know. Yeah, just kind of
stay there.
I'm just gonna hang out for a little while.
Be quiet. All right, there's a whole bunch more of them. Do something about them.
Okay. And so there is. Help me out here. There is basically a venomous pool that's built in.
Acidic pool building from the bottom, like a river of death.
And they're standing in it, or
no, you're way above it in the trees, but it's slowly rising up.
And these spiders are in the trees.
Yes.
That makes more sense, right? Because the trees are unnaturally large.
Yes.
Got it. Got it, got it, got it.
Mm-hmm.
Shucks.
I will say this to give you an idea. Mm-hmm. The forest itself is giving off energy. Mm-hmm. You can possibly use that as well.
David. Yeah. Oh, that's right. Mm-hmm. I have my own giant spider.
Yeah.
All right, yeah, fuck that.
You have the five and you have the forest around you.
Yeah, I will totally do that.
Describe it.
Standing on top of his frozen dragon limb, Raz looks hurriedly around and takes out a small vial of black bubbling liquid as he uncorks it, and a wicked smell, a noxious fume covers the area, and he hurls it into the sky and takes out a strange object. It looks like some sort of wand that fits in his hands that curves strangely and has some metal components. It's a handheld blunderbuss. Mm-hmm. It's a flintlock pistol. Mm-hmm. And he shoots it. And he shoots the vial out of the sky, and it shatters with a thick, sickening crack. And the entire area becomes icy cold so that even the spiders can see their venomous breath. And a sort of black cloud with black lightning striking out forms where the vial once was, and out comes two enormous spindly black legs. Pulling itself out of the cloud is the enormous Archweaver spider.
I'm still in the same place. The hell, man?
I'm working on it.
This spider-on-spider violence has got to stop, but not now.
Spider, oh, these species, I hate these guys.
Good, so do we. Get to work.
Wait a second. The stinger.
It's okay, he's fine.
Is he now?
Yes, he's just...
That's good. He rushes at the stinger fly and just sinks his fangs into it. Basically, you see the other spider seem to like be sucked into the other one. And unless the only thing left is his shell.
That's gone.
And all of a sudden, the spider himself seems to smell different. And he turns around towards the other giant spiders. Master. And this other spider stop. And stare. We serve.
I'm assuming you're not going to forget our arrangement.
No, of course not.
Spider.
Of course, I just got some pets.
Excellent.
All right.
We're big on pets.
Wait, so where are we exactly?
We're in the center of the plane somewhere.
Oh, wait. So what you're saying is you're figuring out a way out?
Yes, exactly.
We're close?
Ish.
Very, very close. So close. By the way, you may not want to step in that stuff that's oozing up on the branches.
You can choose to keep him under your control. Or you can choose not to, but he will be an independent entity because he's going to follow you no matter what at this point.
What was that last part?
He couldn't be an independent entity.
Uh-huh. No, fuck that. I'm black and red. He stays in my control.
Okay.
Boom. Done.
So you keep him?
Yeah.
All right. All right. Then. Let's play. And he moves off with you guys.
Mm-hmm. Oh, our little flying creatures can move now?
Oh, yeah. Those guys can move, and they're swinging along in the trees. You're going to be a bit behind you when you finally reach there, but they'll reach there eventually.
No problems.
Mm-hmm. Swinging spiders. Mm-hmm. Spider, 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 well, spider.
Actually, our flying creatures, because of the way the arachnus web work, unless they had enchanted, unless they had a 4 power or less, they're gone.
That's important for me to know.
Let me see that.
I would have been falling.
Let's see. If the enchanted tower is 4.
Creatures are dead. Like those webs are basically constricting.
Oh, that's not good. I would have been falling into the acid pool.
I will say, though, because the spiders are not under control, they can fix that.
Yeah. So we're not riding spiders.
So you're not riding... Yeah, you're riding spiders now.
That's really...
Why not? Yeah, you on top of the Archweaver, everybody else on top of the giant spiders.
Nice.
Jumping through the forest.
Spider, spider.
Spider, spider.
Doing that literally spider, spider does.
Weaving webs, just like... Well, it's a spider.
Look out. Here comes spider... Spider. Nice.
And as you head forward, you start feeling the energy.
From your friendly neighborhood.
Spider, spider. As you start feeling the energy entering this area. It seems getting stronger as you get getting closer. Whatever's happening is happening soon. And eventually, you see once again, the mountains, the tide of vast wood gorges. Even more of them. Surrounding, in the center... A giant six-legged creature made entirely of wood, rising even above the trees.
What the fucking ball sack is that?
For listeners at home, it's a wood-borne behemoth. Oof. It is massive monster.
I have a feeling you have 8 or more lands, storyteller.
Yes, it does. All the lands. Yes, it does.
That is not good.
Yep, so it's 8-8. Yeah. And before, and right above it, the green energy seems to be flowing right above it, and you see... something up top. Some sort of energy coalescing, slowly turning into a portal. Not yet, though. You have time to plan.
Excellent. I'm excellent.
Alright, so. That was a thing. That's a thing. That is massive and will kill us.
No, not necessarily. I have a plan.
Me too.
Oh, boy. Burning. We talked about plans, you know? Finding out about the plan was apparently the plan from the Tengu, wasn't it? That was great.
We discovered the plan. The plan is to expand into other realms and devour them.
Most likely.
And that is the plan that we are going to use. Just as the Tengu said, if we discover the plan, then we can get out of here.
Stop trying to justify yourself.
No, this is... I'm not justifying myself. Exactly. I'm brilliant. And handsome. So handsome. Listen. I've got a plan. The two of you, take care of that thing. I'm sure you can do it, but the two of you have enough power to at least keep it at bay. Mm-hmm. While we do that, you, giant spider monster thing.
Yes.
Excellent. Hmm. I know a spell.
Do you now?
Oh, yes.
Okay, excellent. Go on. Mm-hmm.
I know a spell that can make you temporarily... immune to the powers of this plane.
Really?
Now? The elements makes you immune to a single color.
Oh wow!
Yeah,
that is nasty.
Yeah, it's short term. It's like until end of turn. But I have a plan.
All right.
You weave webs, don't you?
I do indeed.
Excellent. You will weave a web around three of us. A protective web. I will cast this spell on you, and once that portal is open, you make a run for it. The spell should protect you from the acid and everything
should?
Else.
Should?
You got anything better, Spider?
I'm gonna need a bigger butt.
Exactly. It's a plan. It's a good plan. It's an excellent plan. It's, in fact, the only plan we have.
Unless one of you have a better idea, I guess we should go with his. Spider goes, no, not really. I'm a spider.
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 I have a plan. We bite things and suck them out. How's this going to help you? It's not. I'm just hungry.
Well, if that's the choice, stand still.
Don't cover us completely. They still need to cast spells to take care of that thing.
Well, you should have mentioned it. Oh, I'm going to have to do it all over again.
I did mention it. It's all for the plan.
God, you know, crack.
Why does it smell like Cheetos?
I had a moment. That's all it's going to say about that.
So you do. Mages of fire and destruction. Do some fiery destructiveness.
all right. So, yeah, I've got 3 mana.
And tap.
You're this close. You get two more.
Oh, that's not an issue. But mm-hmm. thank you, I appreciate it.
No, but yeah, you both get two more.
Okay, great. So I look
at.
It's
like a cannon. That's all my spells.
Yes, you can.
I reach a hand out, kind of like Tetsuo from Akira, like dripping in ichor and sinew, or not sinew, ichor and blood, because he's torn his arm just reaching out. Points at the wood-born behemoth, its massive size blotting out whatever light might come from the stars of the sky, or is it daytime, nighttime, I don't know.
It's daytime.
As if it's an X-Men pointing at a sentinel. It is massive, towering above them, and he simply takes his hand and twists it into the same strange form of the handheld blunderbuss that he had, and his eyes begin to glow a sickening blood red, and his mouth begins to drip with blood and black ichor. And he takes one deep breath in and depresses his thumb like a gun, and goes, bang! And there is a shock of energy and a wave of force from his body that ruptures everything around him, shaking trees and scattering birds and tumbling spiders and splashing acid. And I cast murder. Destroy one creature.
Okay. So, the energy slams straight into it, and you hear a scream of pain for a second. And all of a sudden, more... You see the trees around you seem to lose their color. More energy goes to the creature. Withstand death card.
Okay, this is bullshit. This is bullshit.
And it turned towards you, and you hear a scream that shakes the earth itself.
Alright. Okay.
It's going to hit you in the face. You're used to this by now.
Hit all of us in the face.
But it's not going to actually hit you. You see a giant wave of green energy.
Okay.
But did you already affect the Archweaver?
Yeah.
Okay. I mean, so yeah, the Archweaver is already starting to move after the blast, but you're all going to be affected by this spell. But it's actually going to be a spell because it is actually pretty much a living deposit of green mana.
Okay.
So basically, I'm just going to do a straight up 4 attack.
In that case, it is a living deposit of green mana. I'm going to use, because I am a mana manipulator, once per session, I can cause an opponent's spell to rebound on them, hurting them instead of me. As all that energy comes in, basically, white and blue mana come out,
very
mix
nice.
In with the green, and rebound it upon it.
Yep.
So basically, I can't do that again!
The wave rebounds off you, hits the creature, it still hurts.
Yeah.
Because you're fighting against a plane.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, but you do it that one time, little nosebleed. Yep. And it's not because you stopped recording. And and it hits the creature, and it stumbles back. Its massive step hitting a few trees. The portal is clear, and the spider begins its climb. And I'm just gonna let because that was an awesome use.
Never missed before. Yeah. Okay. I'm not going to start now.
Okay, and it jumps through,
and I hang my body out of the cocoon, and I go good. Twist my hand, and I'm going to cast Assassin's Strike. Kill one fucking dark creature, and you discard 2 card storyteller. Fuck you, one of these is going to work. What does he get to do? Fuck that thing. He's dead. It's fucking dead. I got fireballs. I can do damage apparently to everybody at the table. You want that? Do you want that? Okay. I can end this game right now.
What do you got?
No, I was going to say, because if that doesn't work, I've got Divine Verdict. Which
fine.
This thing is going down one way or another.
Yeah. Don't make us play a game about Magic the Gathering. Take our coolest card, but now there's no more.
I had the card.
In his defense, it wasn't just storyteller free yet. He actually had the card.
I had the card.
He gets to look through the entire deck.
So are we. I'll deck anyway.
No, and I did. And then, no, you know what?
You do cast a spell, and its body does begin to rot.
Yay, rot.
But it is a plane. Its physical form will eventually get through, and it will try again. The portal, though, is still open.
I'm not like a show on fire.
Okay. And you step through into... I did say it was red and green, right?
Yes.
Okay. You step through into a world of...
Hurt.
So much hurt. You step on through on top of a volcano. Oh my. But the volcano itself seems to be full of vines. And you see the Jazar, the planescape walker with you. Ah, home. Beautiful. All right, let's begin. Go to your planes now. We don't have much time.
Yeah, we have the power now. We're out of that.
Yeah, he's going to recall us soon.
I'd like to say it's been a pleasure working with you, but it hasn't.
Whee! All right, great.
And now with that, without the pomp and circumstance and question,
just right through a portal.
Yep, you actually step into the palace like, that was quick, sir.
Well, that's just how good I am. Everybody, out of this room!
Yeah, all right!
To teleport, Raz grabs his lower and upper jaw with his own hands and cracks it open and basically, like, folds himself into a new reality.
He says, Argos, that is truly disgusting.
And then he appears in his hellscape.
Sir! What now?
The neck of the first NPCs. Put you. Him in the pit.
All right, 20 of you. Jump in the portal.
I need my lieutenants. I need my lieutenants here now.
Sir, yes, sir. And they start rushing off.
Okay.
All right. A minute passes.
I imagine all my minions are Muppets, by the way. So, like, their gummy necks are hilarious when I bring them.
Nice. From Cesar's perspective, he's surrounded by giant stone giants made of brick and vine, standing around chanting, him waving his arm around, casting spells.
Yep.
What do you two look like?
It's just a conveyor belt of virgin sacrifice into a pit. I mean, we don't even have time for the blood markings on the forehead. We are just rolling with this.
Assembly line sacrifices.
Yeah, we are just rolling. Like, there are dark priests in flesh robes, mm-hmm. Like, made of stitched up, like, leather face, like, uttering dark prayers. There are dwarves shoveling coal as fast as they can into an enormous furnace that is designed out of bones. And it is like, every time there is a gout of flame, a spurt of smoke comes out of a giant demonic face that goes, ho, 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 ho. But, like, we're not even listening or paying attention right now. It's basically like, the Temple of Doom is closing in 5 minutes. We really need to get our shit done to go home.
Okay, Jared.
In the meantime, I'm opening just local portals like, Secretary, come here! Archaeomancer comes out. Yes, sir! I need every scroll you have on portals, now! Another portal. You, scroll thief, what? Stop stealing scrolls and give those to me! But, sir, you told me to. I'm telling you to give them to me right now! And, like, as just more information, so I'm like, it's levitating on. Like, this, all right. Carry the one. Here, yo. All right.
Okay.
Yeah, it's like,
and all of you are seeing.
And then, you know, doing a divination. I'm like,
okay.
Just, I got the cards
with
this shit.
Okay, yeah. With divination, you all now can see the portal. Yes. Because you're now connected. And you see the creature reforming itself, gathering its energies, and pouring its energies right back into her, trying to rip it open. Okay, and that's what it's trying to do. How do you fight it? Describe how you fight it.
All right, let's see.
The Tsar himself is sending a creature that sort of looks like Onyx if it was a tree.
Okay, that's pretty.
Into cool. trying to slow it down. Into the creature, trying to slow it down, but it won't last long. The rest of you.
Yes,
All right. So the first thing, the first thing that Raz does. Is summon a canyon minotaur who rushes at the giant creature with his axe held high. And we're just going to wait and see what happens to that guy. So he's going to do that. What was this? There it is. Thunderstrike. All right. Thunderstrike. So he gets +2/+0 till the end of turn, so he's +5. But we're rocking against +8.
Yep.
This is really more just for effect than anything else. So he's going to attack it.
All right. Roll it. It's got an 8.
All right. It's got a 6-7.
7?
Yep.
Not enough to hurt it.
Okay.
And it's going to attack it back. 10.
Okay.
Against his defense of... What's his defense?
His defense is 3.
Roll it.
It's a 10. There's
no way. There's no way. Yeah, it crushes it. There's one of its
level. Fine. That's fine, sir. So Raz goes, do I have to do everything myself? Undead Minotaur, get back up!
That's how expensive those are.
Death is no excuse to stop working!
It is always a sea cage. But still hilarious.
That's how Rez rolls. He had no intention of hurting the creatures as that Minotaur really pissed him off. I didn't hear no fucking bell. All
right. So in the meantime, my kingdom is a place of light and honor and valor. Come down from the heavens, Sarah Angel. And so the angel comes down. Basically, he'll say, you will fight with honor, with valor, and with power. With this one, I will. Show of valor on it, an instant. So for this one attack, it has +2/+4, making it a +6/+8. And then as it flies out, you know, infused with power and go like, go with the blessing of the gods themselves, giving it an enchant creature with divine favor. Divine favor, enters the battlefield, I gain 3 life, so basically I just gain power, whatever. And enchanted creature gets another +1/+3, making it a +7, a 7 power and 8, 9, 10, 11 defense.
Nice. And that plus 3 for life will affect your next roll on the portal itself.
Sweet.
Alright, so 11?
11 defense and 7
attack. Alright, well first, you attack it first. Yeah.
So, 7 attack.
Mm-hmm. 8 defense. Oh, god damn it.
That is a 8 attack.
It rolled a 6. It hits it hard.
You and your silly, actual, efficient use of magic cards.
It's going to try to hit you back now.
Alright.
Really? 7.
That would be a 10 in defense. And because it's a Sarah Angel, defending doesn't cost... And attacking, sorry, doesn't cost it to tap. Uh-huh. So it just keeps going.
Yeah, just... But... You're just the only one creature, and it's a plane you're fighting. It's more. You see, the trees around it are dying, and it's gaining even more energy. Oh, yeah. 9/9, and it's going to keep going.
All right. So
So it's now the battle. How are you going to affect the portal?
Yeah. All right.
Describe it. All
right. Let me see. Do I have anything?
Zaraz is just distracting the creature, slowing it down, along with the Sarah Angel.
And the undead Minotaur.
Thank
you very much.
He's a helper.
His job sucks so much.
As a blue mage, just really one thing. There's one thing we say to the god of magic, and that is, not today.
Cancel.
It's what we do as black.
Describe
mage.
It.
Yeah, basically, you know, it's like, oh, you're. Look at the cute little plane trying to play with mana. Let me show you how it's done. And the master mana manipulator, which is also a fun, even though I technically use that stuff, but it's still
Go ahead.
Yeah, basically, as it sort of lays out those tendrils of mana to try and like create, I'm just basically snapping one like, nope, choo, 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 choo. Like shutting down every single tendril that it starts to, you know, draw from itself and shoot towards the portal. As soon as they get to the portal, I'm like, nope, block.
And you hear the distance, I fucking hate blue so much.
Yeah, right.
Pretty much.
Yeah, right.
So yeah, that's what I'm doing.
All right. And were you doing anything to the portal?
To the portal?
Mm-hmm. The fight is happening at the current moment.
Yeah, I can't close the portal, but I can keep it from getting any bigger.
Yes. Yeah. Now the problem is closing.
I mean, I don't know what you do with a portal with magic cards, so I guess...
It's all about description.
Yeah, pretty much.
Okay. Yeah, fuck it. Okay. This is a weird card that I kept because I didn't know how this game was going to functionally go.
Yeah.
I'm going to cast Mind Rot.
Oh.
Target player discards 2 cards. So...
The player is the plane?
Yeah.
The player is the plane.
Describe it.
Okay. Raz clutches his head and then peels off his scalp, exposing his bone and blood of his skull. And then he lets out stretches it and peels it off of his face. And then lets out an unearthly banshee's wail that shatters forward. And very much like Kung Fu Hustle, the steam from his mouth actually coalesces into a bunch of Viking warlords, like slapping their chests and banging their weapons together, and they dive towards the portal. And at first, nothing seems to happen, and then you hear this the sound of a reverberating scream as it comes back in reverse, and you see the massive hands of different Viking warlords start to pull the tear in space-time shut, just as every single creature and green summon, everything that is part of this plane
forgets its own name, where it went to high school, things like that. But is dazed and confused as the plane itself forgets some of its repertoire of skills. Mm-hmm. That's all I got.
Yeah, that works, actually. And both of you, the portal eventually slowly closes. Your divination starts to fade, and here Zarin goes, good working with you.
Yeah, it's been a pleasure. Poker next Thursday?
Oh,
yeah.
Yes, definitely.
One more thing. Fire! I'm going to cast Volcanic Geyser.
Okay.
I'm going to scorch this fucking place to the ground.
I describe it.
It's actually not grandiose. He just says, fire! And calmly dips inside his vest. No, brings out his lute, strums a couple strings, reaches into the hole of the lute, pulls out a small vial, uncorks it, sniffs it for a second, and then gingerly drops it into the acid. We should go.
And off in the distance, as the portal finally closes, you feel a heat wave. You hear, and then you hear it as the door snaps closed.
Mm-hmm. Well, I can't see any other planeswalkers now. I still have my book.
I never made it to the bazaar. Yes. So...
how bizarre is that, sir? I shouldn't have said that.
Kill yourself.
Snap his own neck.
Corpse walk...
what's his name? Looking right back up.
Yeah, exactly.
Back to work.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Corpse carrier, take this one away.
Yes, sir.
It's actually... yeah, a corpse hauler. Is a human rogue.
It's a living.
Oh, no, it isn't.
It's a deading.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
All right. Any final
final words?
I'm good. I was surprisingly fun.
Oh yeah, the surprise of we just blasted through everything. I didn't.
Yeah.
Honestly, I had no idea how this game would turn out when I first started.
It turned out great. I had a blast.
Oh yeah.
I mean, the mechanics of it are janky.
We just made it up.
We were using
Fate plus whatever worked.
Guess what we were playing? Pretend.
this was we were having fun so wrong. We were doing it really, really wrong. That was cool. Mm-hmm. The Fate things, the little pieces.
Yeah, we didn't. You guys didn't really use your aspects.
Yeah,
much.
We never really did
use the aspects.
But then again, because you had magic cards, that didn't really come up. I guess. Yeah.
Yeah.
I did get to use pretty much all my stunts.
Yes.
I feel like, your stunts, I feel like if you're a magic user, using this kind of weird Frankenstein system would be easier. As a non-magic user, I found myself not really understanding what I could do, what it meant. When I did do stuff, it was countered, but I didn't understand if I was playing against a person. So I had cards in my hand that, hurt a controller of stuff.
Mm-hmm.
So that, but then when it was kind of clear that there was no controller to attack, a couple of my cards became...
except there was, because then at the end, you were able to...
But I didn't understand.
I get not getting that.
Red and black is a lot of attacking the player and not the people, or not the summons. Yep. So I felt like for me,
most of mine were about attacking. So, I had a lot of abilities that would affect creatures, but not...
But remember, I wasn't taking this seriously. It's all about description.
I understand. I was just saying, I was confused by how it affected the narrative. Mm-hmm. I felt way more comfortable going back to stabbing things in the sword, because also, again, I'm learning Fate.
Mm-hmm.
So it was all overwhelming for me. Mm-hmm. Or not overwhelming, actually. Fate is, hella dumbed down. I wouldn't say dumbed down.
This is Fate. This is the simplest form of Fate. Fate core is much more
The 32 aspects that
you need. Not 32.
Fate core is still simpler than, say, we had when we were doing Dresden.
Yeah. Simpler than Dresden, but it's... you can do much more.
Atomic Robo.
Yeah.
It's still a lot simpler, and then Fate Accelerated is just this is as streamlined as we can make it while still being Fate.
Yes, and it kind of works for a random pickup game.
Yeah, it does. I feel like next time, if you want to do it again, some randomizing elements would be... As somebody who does not play Magic, I felt like I did not have as much mobility as Dan did. Okay. Because he plays Magic. Okay. He built a deck. So you knew exactly what all your shit
did. I really did switch out cards. I built a proper deck.
Yeah, that's true. I don't know what any of this does, so I guess I'll take this. And then it turns out it wouldn't be too useful, or, you know, like... So, I feel like next time some randomizing factor, maybe minimizing the deck so that you don't get to build. Because if you're playing a build... If you're going to play a deck-building game, play a deck-building game. If you're going to play a role-playing game where there are powers from the deck, then... randomize or lessen the powers. And I guess I would have like the same issue if I'd never played Vampire before and Dan played Vampire all the fucking time. You know what I mean? But like, but Fate was really, I think, a good mix for this. I don't think that there was an another system that would allow this. But I think less deck next time.
Okay.
Kind of. Yeah, again, like, I don't play Magic, so I don't know what's normal, what's not normal. I played Magic when I was younger, so...
Yeah.
I thought you were going to hit us with a... What is it? What was it? Force of Nature, which is like an 8/8 trample, most powerful thing I've ever seen
in my life. I didn't have that card in my deck,
so... Yeah, exactly. It's like, yeah, but it's like, you know, old school.
I pretty much have that. Anyway.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
But I did like the actual game. It's like the storyline and the interaction, and... Yeah, we didn't take it too seriously. You can't. Like, you're fucking planeswalkers. Yeah. You're not going to have that meet in the tavern, what's your story moment. Yeah, yeah. It's like, well, I control the cosmos, how about you?
Yeah, pretty much.
Yeah. Okay. Is that like your adventure or something?
Yeah, exactly. That was killing me. And I really like how you incorporated our, what's it called, a trouble?
Yes.
I liked that. I liked that a lot. That was really fun.
Yeah, the fact that he had to figure out his plan was killing me right from the beginning. Like when you forced to ask that specific question.
No, definitely. But I loved it though, because it let me play my character the way I kind of designed. I was like, wait, we've got to think through things and figure out a plan. That's what I do. I was built for this.
No, that was hilarious. Yeah. That was hilarious.
Yeah. All right. Sounds awesome. Anything else before I close up?
I guess, never really got to bring anybody back. Just when I got that Minotaur combo, I was like, this is what's going to happen. I'm going to send him on a suicide mission, and then I'm going to bring him back.
You bring him back.
Yeah, my God, yeah, no, that is my favorite. I could have so many of my poor peons die. Just get up. All right.
Yeah, you guys made a straight-up evil character, so it's great.
Amen.
All right, listeners, if you like what you listen to, you might like what you read. We have the Fanda Reader. No, it's
Fanda. Fanda Blog.
Fanda Blog, where we post articles. Well, we'll post more eventually at some point in the future.
Exactly. Well, we're working on them right now.
We have Fanda Games. Currently, we have Horatio's Story, an awesome game made by Billy, but we'll have more in the future, hopefully. And
also probably made by Billy.
Also probably made by Billy. Yeah, because we're all kind of lazy.
Let's be clear. He is dedicated to shit. And we're like, oh.
Oh, yeah. That'd be pretty cool. Yeah.
I have plans. Eventually, I'll get to it. Some probably. No. Yeah, no probably.
I made a menu once. It was an 8-bit. And it said, do you want to continue with this project? And there was just no.
And honestly, guys, if you're inclined, please give us positive reviews on iTunes. Just really get us more fans for the podcast.
That'd be
we really want more listeners because we're special like that.
And you want more listeners. Yes. Because then you can walk in, you can walk in the street and you'll see that other guy and your eyes will meet and you will both know. It's like, that guy's listening to Fandible. And he'll know. That guy's listening to Fandible.
Yeah.
And you'll both lower your eyes in shame and never speak of it again.
Exactly.
Until, as you're passing that guy, he puts a hand on your shoulder and goes, no one must know. and takes you out. And this is what we want. Yeah,
because
we
want more listeners to instigate some sort of Hunger Games-like scenario where you must fight each other for our approval. Yes.
And the winner will get nothing. Our poor. We're very, very
cool. You'll get the magic cards we used today.
Yeah.
Those are expensive. we'll send you some lands.
You know, we'll do something useful. You'll be in our thoughts.
It's the thought that counts.
It's the thought that counts.
We'll take all right.
Because it requires no effort. All right.
Bring us home, young Heezy.
All right. Thank you for listening, listeners, and goodbye.